Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
With the show getting more and more listeners and callers, it is getting interesting. We are working to build a new type of network to push the way to fix America. America has very diverse population, and almost everyone has an idea on how to make America great again. And I know the libs out there will freak on with that one, but we must be proud of America again. We are going to play a 30-minute audio from Wolves and Finances accountant Zach DeGregorio, who has a lot of information on what is going on with the Bidens and others involved in this that rank into the upper echelons of the FBI, DOJ, and others. Today's show is one you do not want to miss. We have an exciting announcement from one of our other show hosts who has been on hiatus for a while. We have our hopes here that he will be back soon. Links for this audio are at Wolves and Finances on Rumble, BitChute, Twitter, Facebook, Minds, YouTube, etc. And I tried to post them here, but it wouldn't let me, though I know it can be done. All in all, we have a great show planned for you all. So please join us for a lot of information. And if you have anything to say that is meant to help make America great again, call in and give your ideas at 646-478-5284. We will have, hopefully, a bunch of good guests and call in people to help answer all of your questions. As is said on Black by Color Only, do not be a fruit bat. Call in with good ideas for the betterment of America and to help America to become a great nation, the great nation that was before we fell into the off the tracks and let the whole woke crowd take over. Or we will delete you with a hang up. Do not troll.
Tune in for the Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann Show, Sundays, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, to discuss current events, news, and political opinion with Lucid Libertarian flair. I promote liberty, freedom, our Constitution, Bill of Rights, and limited government, while speaking against corporate and government corruption, tyranny, and the globalist Great Reset agenda that undermines our precious American sovereignty. Please also like and follow my Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann page on Facebook. You can help me battle their freedom-loathing censorship by visiting my page regularly, along with reacting, commenting, and sharing my posts. Thank you, and I hope listening to my show becomes part of your Sunday night routine.
What we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to do.
Show me where it says that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, he kicks.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. But even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said if we're in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
We are back. we've got some things going on today, which I have actually been kind of announcing. We have been working with Lucid Libertarian, Lorianne, with her show, and Joseph Gibson with his show. And this last week on Tuesday, I missed his show, which kind of made me feel kind of bad, but I was in there for Lorianne's show. And they've been coming in and helping with this show too. What we're trying to do is get a more or less a coalition of Log Talk Radio hosts who want to join together in an effort to do what we can to help bring America back to the way she was before. And the before I'm talking about here is before Obama, before Biden, before all of this stuff that has been going on with the woke crowd, where everything that's good for America is suddenly a bad thing. And this one I don't understand why they are so adamant to make sure that everything that is good for America is bad. And that's the way we've gotten to the point where if you tell the truth about America, you're a bad guy. If you tell the truth about America, you're a liar. If you tell the truth about what Biden is doing, you're blacklisted everywhere. If you tell the truth about what Hunter Biden is doing, you're blacklisted everywhere. If you tell the truth about COVID, you get knocked off of things like YouTube, which I did, and Facebook and things like that. They are actively in the process of shutting down conservative and libertarian voices, voices that speak for America and the Constitution. Voices that talk about the divine inspiration that was there for the founding fathers when they wrote the Constitution. This is all stuff that has been well proven, yet it doesn't matter to the left. It doesn't matter to the rhino Republicans because they want to get rid of all of this. They have put forth that the founding fathers are horrible people. They have put forth that the founding fathers were just absolutely rotten and that there was nothing good in what they did because there were some things that they did wrong. The problem that the left does not see here is if you're human, you're going to do things wrong. You're going to get things wrong. You're going to say things wrong at one time or another, or maybe more than that. But you are going to do the wrong thing at some point in time. The left doesn't understand this. It's a fact of life. If you're human, you're not going to be right every time. Period. It just isn't going to happen. And I have an audio that is about a little over 30 minutes. I've got It's separated out into two sections. One's 2246, the other one is 624. I want to play this later on in the first hour or in the second hour. I want to play this because it's something that goes against the Bidens, goes against the DOJ, it goes against Hunter, it goes against Joe, it goes against Ray of the FBI, because it links them all together in what happened. And there's not many people who have done this kind of thing, not many people who have actually linked all these things together. And I was going to play it at first because I wanted to get the first section of it out of the way real fast. But I had our Uncle Bing Fisher, who did his show American by Design on Sunday nights. He has been on hiatus for a while. And he told me in an email yesterday that he wanted to know the link of the show. Well, you can't give a link to the show before it happens, so I couldn't, but I gave him the phone number to call in. And I told him when the show would be. So hopefully he will show up soon, because he says he's got an announcement that's kind of exciting, which to me, anything he says is exciting, because he has one of these abilities to tell what is going on in this nation in a very gentle way. And it is nice to have him hopefully coming back. It's something that, and my mind just got taken off of what I was doing because my other computer just came on. I was uploading a new update on it for the new operating system, which came out not too long ago. And I got this computer going. Hello, Joseph. Good to see you there. But I was going to play this audio that I have, and it's from a group called Wolves and Finance. And he is talking about new corruption that has come out, new things that are happening that pertain to Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and Christopher Wray and all of these guys, and he ties it all together because, you know, it's like I said, not many people have done what he did. And the audios are long, or at least one of them is, but it is something that really needs to be said. And I was going to, like I said, I was going to play it here at the beginning here. Hello, Lorianne, good to see you there. I was going to play this at the very beginning. One of the things I did at the beginning was play the new ad I have for Lucid Libertarian Lorianne, who is in the chat room now, and her show on Sunday nights. And Joseph Gibson, his show is on Tuesdays, and I missed it this last Tuesday, so I got there a little bit late. They were still going, but it was after the live part went in, so I couldn't get in there. But I am glad that everybody's kind of showing up right now. But what I am seeing, and this is happening even here in New Mexico, we have a huge, and we have a huge liberal bastion here in New Mexico. And it's seeming that it is starting to fall apart because there are things that are happening that they have constantly kept going, like Portland, Oregon did with the defunding of the police and everything. The police for a long time here, you never saw them doing anything. You never saw them stopping anybody. You never saw them, if somebody was speeding down the road, you never saw them pulling them over. You never saw it, but now you do. They're starting to do things like that because they want, I guess, to bring sanity back to Albuquerque, even though sanity is almost extinct in this city when it comes to the leadership. And I've got, I think, Joseph on the phone. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead. Keep going. Keep finishing your point, please.
Well, I was essentially just, I essentially just finished the point. We here in Albuquerque are starting to see the left leadership starting to do the right things. But the only reason why they do the right things is because they see their following fall away. So
what do you mean by doing the right things? What do you mean?
Well, they're starting to follow the laws. The police are now being allowed to pull people over for going too fast down the road or something like that. They're starting to allow the police to do what they're supposed to do. They're starting to
Well, you see, hang on. Now, we're going to go right back into the same trap that got us into this mess to begin with. It's going to be like a cycle, okay? We're going to go right back to doing the same thing again and being complacent, saying, oh, well, because this is how it was back in the 90s. Okay, things weren't that bad. Liberals and Republicans worked together. But you're missing the whole point. America has been took a long time ago by the corporations. And the Federal Reserve banking cartel, and all they're going to do is lead us into another trap somehow. Okay, so yeah, American spirit is being preserved, and yeah, the Democrats, we see maybe they're failing. We see the Supreme Court has overturned the affirmative action and abortion, and okay, so we're getting on the right track here to doing the right thing. Okay, so but. Again, we may have to be careful because we could fall into the same trap. We have to get to the root of the problem, and we have to restore our republic. We have to restore it, our republic, fully. Otherwise, we're going to go back to the same thing again, and next time we might not be able to recover.
Well, we're getting closer and closer to not being able to recover each time. But, it's like Thomas Jefferson told us. He says, when government gets corrupted, the only way to fix it is to get rid of the corruption. And if you just put some people in there but leave some of the corruption there, it's going to continue to get worse. And that's exactly what we've done. We've pulled in some good people, but we've kept a lot of the bad people so that corruption stays. And until we get rid of that, we're not going to be able to fix this.
Well, we'll see what happens this election, what happens in 2024 also. But none of the politicians or none of the people that are running, from what I can see thus far, are really talking about real change. They're not talking about restoring the republic. They're talking about the same old stuff, make America great again. Okay, yeah, yada, 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 yada. How are you going to do that? Trump had 4 years. Okay, he didn't drain no swamp. He didn't build the wall. Okay, he didn't, his policies were where the economy was doing good and everything. Yeah, it was a good economy, but it was only going to bubble and burst eventually anyway. So, look, Trump's not our savior. Trump is the best guy right now we can have for president, but until we restore the lawful de jure form of government and we get back to a republic form of government in this country, we're not going to have any type of success whatsoever. And again, I just don't see America surviving too much longer anyway with the way the world is shaping up for this new world order. I just don't see it. I mean, I just can't see it.
Yeah, and that's where I'm at right now too, because there's just so much going on that, and I think what's happening is they're trying to push so much on us that we're not going to notice a lot of the things that should be done, and that we'll sit there and think, oh, good, they're doing this, but then we won't see about all this other elephant in the room that is saying, hey, this needs to be paid attention to also, but they're not doing it because they're not seeing it. I've got, I think, New Orleans Wake Up in there, and he wants to talk too, so I'll bring him in. Hello, are you there? Maybe not. Okay, well, he's on there if he wants to say something, but You're very right on this, Joseph. If we're not going to do everything we can to find out what is wrong and then fix it, things are going to get worse. And
did he put his hand up? Did the caller put his hand up?
Yep, he sure did.
All right. Cause just because they call in, because you know, they push one. Sometimes they don't want to talk, you know.
Yeah, well, their hand went up, so I clicked them in there, so they're there. But, you know, the thing that I've watched over the years is, you know, like when Reagan took over, things got bad. Reagan took over with a bunch of promises, and a lot of those promises were not kept or continued on with. But after Reagan left office, everybody who was for making America great again and doing everything that needed to be done kind of went back to sleep, and everything started going the other direction again. And every time it starts going that other direction, it gets worse and worse before people start waking up and saying, hey, wait a minute, something's got to be done here. And we can't do this too many more times because it's going to destroy this country. And I see Bing is there. Yeah. Hello, Bing.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. You know, it's hard to cover all the subjects, and I guess we could just live for today. But the future in itself, really, I just don't see. You know, right now America is the superpower. We're number one around the world, and there's no other country that's going to be a beacon of liberty or freedom like America has been. The world is going to eventually have to plunge into chaos and disorder. I mean, at least that's what's been foretold. If not, then the Bible's a lie, you know.
Yeah.
So, and I don't think it's a lie because it's been true since it's been written. So I just don't see, and according to the Bible, these things are supposed to be happening. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at. New Orleans Wake Up says he's not the one on the phone, so it might be Sarge. I don't know. But we've got, or even Bing, if he's called in, but,
if they put their hand up, they would say something. If they pressed one, you think they would say something. If they didn't press one, then you.
Yeah, they, the hand is up there, but you know, you're right on this whole thing. Yes. If we don't do something soon and start changing the direction this country is going, this country's gone. Everybody talks about how big we are and how we're too big to fail. No, we're not. This country is failing more and more and more each time that we start heading to the left. And people are finally starting to wake up on this, but is it too late? I don't know.
Well, it's never too late, but the bottom line is, like I said, I just don't see where, like I said, if you're a religious person or if you're a Bible believer, if you believe in God, then you would be reading the Bible. And according to the Bible, America is not foretold anywhere in the Bible. So it would have to be, you know, all the other nations and kingdoms were foretold. So it doesn't make any sense, you know. So, you know, I just don't see America's not going to be there at the end. You know, it just doesn't make sense. Because all nations and all the entire world is going to rise up and go against Israel in the end times. That's what it says. So like I said, if the Bible's true, if it is, then that's what's going to happen. And so far, everything that has been said was going to happen has happened. You know, so I would say, you know, if you're a gambling man and you're reading a book and every team so far that you picked has won, according to the book, you're going to stick with the book, right? You're not going to go for another book, right?
Right. That's very true. But, you know, it's like I said, I agree with you. I had talked about not getting to your show on Tuesday. I did get there, but you guys were still going, and it was after the live part, so I couldn't even get in.
So did you sign up for the website that we were promoting? The American Freedom Movement. American Freedom Movement. Everybody, that's what Joe wants everybody to sign up for. Swinnick is her last name. She's a podcaster, I guess. And You know, I forgot the exact, I got it written down here with the exact one, but Lori was said it last night. We can't, the American Freedom Movement, here it is, right here. I got to get it out. We're going to the that website there. I guess it's, well, her last name is Swinnick, I think. Swinnick. And if somebody can help me out in the chat room or whatever, what her last name was. Swinnick, I think it was. So it's a hard name to pronounce. Swinnick, I think it is. I'm not sure.
No, maybe we can get Lori Ann to call in because she's on there,
yeah,
in there too.
Yeah, Joe knows the name, you know. But see, everybody that has renounced it, they've said a different name every time, and it screws everybody up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. If we have one freaking thing, you know, then you know. You know,
yeah,
I haven't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I haven't signed up for it yet because I haven't been able to find it. So. Maybe if
yeah, the other thing too. A lot of people can't find it, you know. But anyway, I did my press release there. Lori Ann helped me out with that. So for my to start my campaign off, basically, and I just haven't been able to answer all my messages as of you know. I've had to work today, and
yeah.
You know, it's 95,000 degrees down here in North Carolina, so. You
know? Yeah, it was only 92 here, but Lori Ann says it's Michelle Swinnick, and it's Swinick.
There it is. All right. That's it right there, Michelle Swinnick. And that's her website. We have to sign up for it.
So okay.
The website that she has. It's her website, the one we have to all sign up for. And if to get all the podcasters and together, this union, because we already picked out a couple issues on my show that we were going to stand for and fight for. John Doe came up with a good issue, and who else came up with another issue? Somebody else did came up with another issue that we were supposed to write them down too. We didn't do that, and start moving forward. Because if we're not going to get all together and start doing something, and you know, and getting together and doing what we're supposed to be doing. You know, as it's just, well, all we're doing is wasting air, you know? If we're going to get together and form a coalition, then it has to amount to something.
Yeah. Well, New Orleans Wake Up in the chat room says, Joe needs to elaborate on his phrase, we need to return to being a republic. And I said, why? We were formed a constitutional republic in the first place.
Yeah, what do you mean by that? What's that question mean? I don't understand.
He needs to be more articulate to the point on that point. Otherwise, it just sounds like a cliche.
Well, we have to we have to get back to the foundations of what this country was founded upon and built upon, and what it was intended to do: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, without any type of government intrusion in our life whatsoever. You know, I mean, it's not that hard to figure out. Freedom. If your daughter wants to open up a lemonade stand on the corner, she shouldn't be arrested by the police. You know, I mean, common sense. You know, but freedom. That's what we're about.
Yep, exactly. I know that there's been so many things just happening lately where, you know, people who will tell the truth and talk about things that the government doesn't want us to know, we're the bad guys now. And it kind of is upsetting. But there's too many people who are just falling right along and staying with that. And I don't know. It frustrates me to think that America is being torn down from the inside. And that's exactly what Stalin once said. If America falls, it's got to be from the inside. It won't be from outside.
Well, I'm going to say this 4th of July weekend. No American has anything to be celebrating. Nothing to celebrate. Nothing at all.
Well, Lori Ann, I think, just called in, but she hasn't put her hand up yet. So, but Michelle,
what would we celebrate this 4th of July weekend? What are we celebrating?
Fourth of July. I don't know. Lori Ann. Yeah, Lori Ann just put her hand up, so hello.
Hello, how are you? Happy Friday.
Yay. Yeah, I love Fridays. It brings me into the ability to be able to just work on, play on the weekends and not have to worry about things.
Exactly. And it's also a holiday weekend, I'm sure, taking time off so that they can have a nice extended weekend for the holiday weekend. So even if, so it's like a bonus Friday.
Yeah, which is cool. Okay, we were just talking about that website for Michelle Sweeney. Is that the American Freedom Movement? Is that the name of it? Or what, do you have the URL for it so people can get to it?
I did put it in the chat. And the website that she's associated with is SaveMyFreedom.us.
I just found that.
There you go.
Okay. And that's all, Save My Freedom, all one word.
Yep, all one word, SaveMyFreedom.us.
Yeah.
And then
I signed up for it.
You can subscribe to it. And there's, you know, there's paid subscriptions, but there is a subscription option. And so that's what I signed up with. And then you can check out the website. You know, they have links for their, you know, various podcasts and various articles, a lot of stuff, you know, regarding like the Arizona election stuff, voting machines, things like that.
Well, that sounds cool. And that, as soon as the show's over, I'll run in there and see what it's all about, and I'll subscribe to it too. Let's see. I did get to go to your show on Sunday nights, I think. I don't know. I've got several 111 numbers, and that's usually what he calls in on, which is Skype, and I've got several of them there, but one of them just showed up a few minutes ago, and he doesn't have his hand up, or she doesn't have her hand up, or whatever. The other one has a hand up, and I put them in there, but they haven't said anything. So I don't know. I haven't seen Sarge in a little while, although I did see him on, I think, Lori Ann's show. Was he there?
No, he wasn't on my show this past Sunday, nor the Sunday before, I think. So it's been a couple of weeks since I've seen him pop up anywhere.
Hmm. Well, I'm sure he'll show up again. He's probably got busy on something, or is trying to fix something at the house.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah, because I know that's what's going on here is my wife wants to move, and I am not anxious about that. I don't want to move. I've gotten myself where I want to be. Now she wants to go back to Indiana, so we'll probably be doing that sometime in October, which doesn't throw me to any end. But
yeah, and it's so expensive. I mean, it's expensive to move even, you know, within your own state, you know, much
within
less.
Within your own state, yeah.
Yeah, out of state, you know, for the rental truck or whatever, and then, you know, you can't just drop it back off where you got it, you know. So it's a huge expense to move out of state, and such a pain.
This one's going to be absolutely a very big expense, because I think out of the two cars we've got, mine is the only one that could probably make it there. Hers has got a bad ball joint on it, which is in the tie rod, and I haven't been able to get that fixed yet. And until that does, we can't use that car. And then my car's got a V8 in it, so it uses more gas than her car does, so that'll make it more expensive. So I'm trying to talk her out of it, but so far, I haven't been able to.
You might have to get that vehicle tow package when you get the U-Haul to haul her car behind it or something. And then, unfortunately, drive yours.
even though it's a gas hog.
Well, it actually gets decent gas mileage. It's just nowhere near what her car gets, because her car gets about 40 miles a gallon on the highway, which is nice. Mine's about half that. But
I hear that. I have a 4Runner, and mine maybe get, 18, on the freeway. Older
now
style 4Runner, but then it's also kind of, it got the, it's lifted up a little bit and it has the, off-road tires, so that kind of adds to the weight and the gas mileage,
Mine's a Mustang GT, so it's not meant to get very good gas mileage, but I know that it's going to be a big move, because we're in a 2-bedroom, 2-bath apartment, and it's completely full. So it's going to be, there's going to be a lot of work involved in that. And it's just not something I'm looking forward to. And if I can talk her out of it, I'm going to, at least for a year anyway. Cause
I hear that. Well, now I have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house. So for me, it's like, it would be really an effort to be like, okay, what's actually worth paying the move, because I won't be able to fit everything. I'd have to sell a lot of stuff and only keep, the stuff that's in the best shape type of thing that's, actually worth bringing with me. And then you got to decide, okay, what can I give up and then just buy when I get there, kind of a deal. That's what, if I totally relate from, it's been a long time. Since 96, since I moved from Minnesota here to Oregon. And it was hugely expensive even then. I mean, I got to imagine it's going to be twice as much. And it was such a pain in the butt. But yeah, so I had to come here with, I didn't have anything really of that much value. So even with that, just, my clothes, the stuff I really needed, some furniture items so that I would have at least something, for the apartment once I got here. Sit on. That kind of thing. That was even hugely expensive. So I can't imagine. I really would not want to have to move out of state. Not unless I can help it. That's one of the reasons why I put up with the politics of Oregon here.
That's the thing I'm looking at here, too, because, politics of the state you live in are never going to change if people don't stay and fight for it and fight to change it. And, I know I used to live in Portland, actually in Beaverton, Oregon, and I loved it there. It was beautiful, but I moved away. And back then, politics were really not that big of a deal. I think it was in 98, something like that, when I moved away, or 96, something like that. So, and I see Ron just showed up.
You moved away the same year that I moved here.
And I've actually been trying to get back here to Albuquerque for a long, long time, because I moved out of here about 35 years ago. And now that I'm back, I want to stay and try and fight for, the Republicans that are running here, because they're all 100% better than what the Democrats are. And I know I've got another caller who's got his hand up now, and it might be New Orleans wake up. And I've got Bing Fisher, who is one of the guys who has a show here on CNN but hasn't done one in a while. He's in the chat room now, and he said he'd be calling in a little bit. So let me see if this is Bing or New Orleans wake up. Hello, you there? Okay. Is this Bing?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Robert. What's up? Hey, man, I called the show. I didn't even get, normally get that hi from Blog Talk Radio, press 1, 2, I didn't get all that. I just got directly into the show. It was just, I don't know. I didn't get in the host queue, so I don't know if that's a fluke on my end or what.
Well, it's there. You're in there. I've got about four people on the phones now.
Okay, cool. All right, man. Hey, long time no see, and I just got back a little while ago from Knoxville, Tennessee, so I'm kind of wore out driving. It's a pretty good drive out there.
I can imagine.
Stopped by Bucky's in, you know, Crossville, so we had to do that. That place, mm-hmm. I just can't believe that's the first time I've ever been there. it was unbelievable. Blew my mind.
Well, it's good to see that you're back around again. You said you had something that you wanted to say.
Yeah, I'm looking at getting a show together again. I don't know exactly if I'm going to use the American by Design deal that I had before or what, you know, but and I don't really know exactly what I want the show to be about, if it's going to be totally about politics or a mix, because, you know, I don't even know if you know, but last year, actually a year ago tomorrow, I just took early retirement. I was getting screwed over at my work that I've been there for 23 years, and I took early retirement. And, you know, you guys were talking about Friday and how you like Fridays because you got the weekend. Well, every day's a Friday for me, you know. Every yep. day's a week. Every day's whatever day I want to frickin' call it, you know. So,
yeah.
You know, if it's a good day, it's a Friday or Sunday or Saturday. But if it's a bad day, then I can call it a Monday, whatever. But, and then I started my own business. I've had that for over a year and a half now. So I do, I do 3D printing, design, that kind of thing. Just pretty much what I was doing before, because I've been doing 3D printing for quite a while with my, you know, previous employer for additive manufacturing when we were doing plastic injection molding and so on. So got my website up, and it looks pretty slick. It's omanmedia.com. We actually were featured on, I don't know if you ever heard of Real America's Voice Network.
Yeah, I have.
Or AV. Yeah, well, we were featured on American Sunrise with Ed Henry, Karen Turk, and Terrence Bates. And you got crazy man Ted Nugent, he's on there too, and stuff like that. So it was fun. You know, we got our company. I sent him like $60 worth of product, and I got 2 minutes and 36 seconds of cable coverage. So that was
cool.
Good. So we're doing that, you know. And I hooked up with an artist, and she does a beautiful portrait that of Melania and Donald Trump, the president, and they even found out about it, I think, through his son Eric or one of them, and wrote her a letter that she sent me that they fell in love with this illustration she did, and she's half blind. So we went ahead and I made night lights out of those, and that's some of the stuff that I sent to RAB, you know. So it's been going pretty good. I mean, you know, it's a struggle.
So what's your opinion on the way the status of the country is right now? I mean, that's what basically we were talking about, or we've been talking about the past few weeks, you know, the status of our republic, and where do you see the future of this country going?
Well, you know, it's going, it's tanking. You know, I mean, all you have to do is go to the grocery store. You can see there's inflation out there, but everybody wants to deny it. You've got a bunch of deniers. You've got a president that is so corrupt and in the tank and in the bag for what, Ukraine? Why are we sending them a bunch of money? Why are we, you know, for what? For what? I think it's to cover up something. I think they got something on. But I think I've been stocking or stacking silver and gold. That's what I've been doing. I've been using my money, whatever I can get out of the bank, and I've just been, you know, buying a little here, buying a little there, stacking it away, you know, I got some planned out for the kids. I got some planned out for, because that's God's money, and that's not going to devalue. I'm really worried about the dollar failing. It's based on the petrodollar, and it's, if the Saudis cut us off, which they already have pretty much, because they told Biden to basically go, you know, pee up a rope when he was asking for you know, oil and concessions and stuff like that. And I'm just worried if, you know, that was instituted, what, 80-some years ago when we went to the petrodollar. If we don't have the petrodollar, this country's tanked. We're sunk.
Yeah.
And Vladimir Putin, Russia's behind it, China, you know, they want to get their own, they want to use the yen. If you know, Saudi Arabia decides, hey, we're going to use gold, we're going to use the yen, we're going to use the ruble, we're going to use something else in place of the dollar, we are sunk. Overnight, we could be sunk. And people don't
realize. I think the war with Taiwan, I think if they were to attack Taiwan, if they were, which I don't think they will, but they say that it's projected within the next 3 years, but that also has to do with world events and how they shape out. As if world events were to stay the same way they are now. If they were to attack Taiwan, then you would see most likely a conflict that would spark into a global war.
Yeah, and it doesn't really have to be where they attack Taiwan directly. It could be anything. It's not. We're basically kind of on a hairline, you know, fracture point. It's not going to take that much. You already had banks fail. What's it going to take for, you know, some other banks to fail? You know.
Yeah.
I mean, it could happen overnight, literally. And you would not be able to get your money. You already got this electronic, you know, type of money that they want to institute where you go. And I've already seen these kiosks in different places where you go and you put cash in and they give you a card. And that card is what you go to use to spend your money. So they can track.
Yeah, I've seen those too. Yep.
You know. Yeah, and, you know, it's all these kind of things that are just building up. And, you know, I just was reading about Project 65. I don't know if you guys read about that at all lately. It just popped up on my radar today where they want to charge Trump with an extra maybe 30 or an extra 45 crimes.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be
an extra 45 on top of the 37 they already charged him with. You know, because they just hate this guy. They hate him because he's leading in the polls. He's leading in monetary donations and contributions and so on. And they're so afraid because Biden, I think, if truth be told, and the media really did their frickin' job, then this Hunter Biden scandal would really trash his presidency. And I don't know what's going to work out with that, but, you know, they're after Trump.
What happened to the Russian collusion? There was Russian collusion, and then nothing. You know, I mean, that's a big deal. What happened to that? You know, I mean, who paid for that?
Well, the American taxpayer ultimately is going to pay for all of it. You know, I mean, that's just the way it goes. That's the way it goes with a lot of stuff, you know. I mean, we got the student bailout program that gladly, you know, the Supreme Court, you know, overturned and said this is unconstitutional. You can't do this, you know. So now Biden's wanting to do something backdoor. Well, you know, who's going to pay for the student loan bailout? You've got people in California that they want to pay reparations for slavery. Well, let's start with some of the people that were involved in slavery. Why, you know, it's going to go back to the taxpayer? And then they turn around and they wonder why so many people are just leaving California and in a mass exodus, you know, to different states, like my state here in Tennessee, you know. And what we tell them is when they get here, leave your crap back in California, you know, because we don't want to hear it, you know. We're a conservative state, you know. We've been a conservative state for quite a while. And we have conservative principles. Just leave your stuff in California. You're coming here for, you know, reasons and for better a better future that what we can offer you, you know. And then you got the wall and you got all this stuff going on, you know, or the mass migration from other countries, including China now, is sending, you know, military-aged men across the border, the southern border. It's just, it's ridiculous. This country is just falling apart. And it's so many different levels. It's hard to just analyze one, you know. It's like a lot of layers, a lot of layers to that onion.
Yep, they're hitting us from every different direction. That's right.
You know, and I don't know what this stuff with Trump, how much of that is just to obfuscate the Biden's issues with, you know, the corruptness. And I mean, it's plain to see. Anybody could see this, you know, but it's hard to explain to people that when all they watch is the lamestream media and they don't report on nothing. Yeah. It's hard to convince people.
Yeah. Yep.
But anyways, Robert, you still there? I don't know what happened.
Robert. Here. Robert. Is the host still there?
He probably knows me. He probably knows that, okay, you know, he's a blowhard. He's going to talk for a while, so I'll take a break.
Is anyone else still on the line?
Well, before I had American by Design, I do websites, too, by the way. So I had traditionalamericanmovement.com, and that one actually beat out Judson Phillips and Tea Party Patriots and some of the other groups, you know, as far as the rankings went. So we had that going for quite a while. And, you know, a couple of us, well, a couple of the people that were involved in that ended up passing away and so on. But that was back during the Tea Party days and so on. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't believe it's been that many years already, the Tea Party.
Yeah.
Well,
I know.
I think that somebody could use some help doing a campaign website.
Yeah, I'm running for public office here in North Carolina, actually.
Oh.
North Carolina House of Representatives, District 65. And, you know, I'm thinking, you know, I don't know what kind of website to have, you know, to put up, or I don't know nothing about the website stuff. I own the landscaping business. I'm a, you know, into the law and stuff like that. When it comes to computers, forget about it. I know how to turn them on and do, you know what I mean? So if you know stuff, know about that, then you know where I'm coming from.
Well, I've done campaign websites. I did Rick Santorum's website here in Tennessee, not his national one, but I did the one in Tennessee. And I also did worked on Herman Cain's national website, and was helping them out on their database and that kind of thing. So, and then I did another local candidate, Zachary Poskovich, and some other people. I've
What do you think
website.
Of Nation Builder? What do you think of Nation Builder, that website?
I went in there, looked around, and I'm like, you know, for the price that they charge you, I think it was back then, it just seemed like it was pretty exuberant for, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I like running everything myself. Like, you know, in my store, on my website, and I'll drop a link in the chat. You can check out what I do. And, you know, mine is a little bit different because, you know, I'm selling products, you know, and that kind of thing, you know, or trying to. So it's a little bit different. You know, I've got to have a little bit more bling, I guess it would be, you know. But campaign websites are really, you know, donation page, you know, and, you know, some history of the candidate and background information and debate stuff and that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah,
really,
that's all I'm looking for. Yeah, just something
like
that.
Really
one,
easy.
Two, they're
all,
that's it.
We call it, because see, I code in webs, predominantly WordPress, so, you know, and I've got a lot of utilities and tools with WordPress, so that's where I code in primarily, but I can code in some other formats too. But
all right.
It's fairly cheap, and, you know, WordPress on the back end, I mean, I've got a lot of plugins that I can use for it that I've already purchased or, you know, have gotten along the years, but it's Nation Builder just was very expensive to me, I thought. for what I was getting, you know. Whereas I can run, I think my website is, if I paid by the month, it would be like $45 a month. And I run an e-commerce website, so, it, you know, I've got some different security layers and credit card processing and that kind of stuff that I do, you know.
Yeah.
But I'll leave a...
Yeah, I'll check it out.
And like I said, I did, you know, other candidates' websites before, so it's not new to me. Herman Cain's was kind of, that kind of sucked. I really wanted that to go off, but he ended up dying before.
Yeah, I know, huh?
And I actually was getting signatures to be a delegate for him, so.
Oh, really?
Here in Tennessee, yeah. Yeah,
well, he was the 999 guy, right? And the 999 guy, right? He was,
yeah. But I've met him a couple times. He was a really nice dude. I liked him a lot.
Yeah, pizza shop. Didn't he own a pizza shop or something? Started out with a pizza shop or something?
Yeah, his parents and all that. Yeah, started up doing pizza shop. And he made a lot of money off that, actually. But, and Rick
and COVID.
Santorum.
He got COVID. You know,
yeah.
COVID got him.
Yep, COVID hit him. But yeah, we've had a lot of different people, even on my old show that I had. COVID got Phil Valentine. He used to come on my show. He was nationally syndicated. I've interviewed all sorts of people, just from A to xenophobes.
I'm a Ron Paul type of guy.
Yeah. I like Rand Paul.
Yeah.
I really do. I like Rand Paul. Ron Paul just kind of, yeah. I didn't know. I don't know if it just was his style, I guess, of presentation. He just kind of rubbed me a little raw. But Rand Paul, really, like, he's getting in your face, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very, very, very intelligent.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's your link right there. Okay, I see it. Okay, I'm going to save that.
Yeah, just whenever you get a chance. I mean, you can see some of the stuff I got on up on there. But anyways, yeah, I don't know what's up with Robert here.
I don't know. Where is he? Who's the host of the show?
Don't worry. I'm here. You don't need Bob right now. No, I'm already here to save the day. Okay. All right. Don't worry about him.
Oh, His mic isn't working, he says.
Hey, Lorianne, how you doing, Bob and Joe? And whoever all the filler host is. So have you guys been talking about the coalition or what?
Yeah, we're trying to talk about the coalition. I have. I tried to talk about it. I tried to get some people to sign up for the Save America there. And website that you've been promoting. And this gentleman here, he does campaign websites and stuff, so he was telling me about that, because, you know, I'm in need of a campaign website. You know, I've got one up and running, but I don't know what the hell I'm doing, so.
Okay, good.
Yeah, if you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, it's been like 20 years since I've done any websites, and they were really simple, so it's kind of like everything that I knew back then is totally different now. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, and I use a software called Elementor, and it allows me to – I can write a whole blog post. Actually, if you look on my website under blog posts, the last one that's on there was written 90% in AI. I told it what Yeah, I told it what I wanted to talk about, and it wrote it, and I had to go in a little bit and clean it up a little bit and, you know, add some stuff and that kind of thing. But, yeah, I only had about 10% involvement.
But I mean, see, that's good, asking AI that stuff. I've been hearing about that. You can ask AI stuff, and they'll do it for you. That's interesting.
Yeah, they got ChatGPT, that kind of stuff, but this is different, and I can – there's an image I got. I wish I could put it up here. I don't have it. But, I took, you know, because this, you know, with copyright infringement, if you're selling stuff, you know, you can't be, you got to be real careful, you know.
Yeah, but only the copyright holder can claim a copyright infringement. That's what I was always told. Not, you know, I can't say, hey, you're violating copyright. If I'm not the copyright holder, I could be fined.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Tell Blog Talk Radio that.
But what I've got is I got an image for a new product that, and I've got like a lot more products I'm going to release here, and probably this weekend, that we 3D print here, different things that I came up with. But I found an image of something, and it's got a woman wearing an image before and after of a hat. Okay, it's got like a little insert that keeps the crown up, and so I went on to the website that, you know, this website program, that the software that I use, and they got an image AI editor in there too. And I just said, look, change her from a black female to a blonde, long-haired blonde with blue eye female, but keep the hat the same. And it came back in about 2 or 3 seconds with an exact image that I wanted.
Wow.
And it just blew me away. But see, now,
wow,
the original image that I downloaded, I could not use on my website. But the new one that the AI did, I could. And see, I've been using AI back when they had Turing contests. Back, I don't know if you they used to have these contests with chatbots and so on, where they would impersonate the chatbot with a human and a programmed chatbot. And then they would have these Turing contests from Professor Turing, and they would grade them and that kind of thing. So I was working on AI way back. That was, 30 years ago? And it was
My dad worked at Yale University. He was the IT guy there for that. He worked for Dr. Henry Lee, all those guys. Back in the day.
Yeah, which, you know, it dates me, but oh well. like I said, you know, I'm early retired anyway, so I don't really care. But
like you said, because stuff changes so fast, you know, it flips.
Well, it does, but, you know, and my wife gives me hell because she says, I don't want you messing with that AI stuff. And I said, look, I've done messed with it, you know. I mean, I programmed Jay Alice, one of the bots that I had on a website that I ran, you know, way back 30 years ago. I said, I've already messed with this stuff. I said, I know what it can do, and it's scary. You know,
it really is. It is scary. It is.
You know, it's
I had to laugh, you know, talking about like AI and like smart technology. I had to laugh because I saw an ad for LG washers and dryers that are smart AI washers and dryers. And I was like, why in the hell would I need that? Like, what does the AI need to know? How many pairs of underwear I have and what color they are? And, you know, how often I wash them, like, you know, why would I need that?
Well, those new AI things will report it to the government, so the government knows.
Yeah, that's what's eventually going to happen. And you got people like, you know, smart people like Elon Musk, and they're saying, this stuff is scary, guys, you know. Because with the AI now, it's a lot different than when I was messing with it way back when, you know. And I mean, if you got a chatbot way back then, that basically you ask a question to and they respond with an answer that's, you know, very coherent, and you've got AI now that actually can write itself. Because with all this stuff, you need an algorithm that's written by a programmer somewhere to start.
That's why it's not AI. AI needs to reprogram itself. It hasn't been doing that.
Right.
So it's actually autonomous. AI hasn't come down the pike yet. They're making us think that it has, but it hasn't.
Right.
And, you know, the chatbot, the one that the guy from Google said was really actually alive, they've shown that the chatbot actually made a few mistakes that a human would not have made. So it's very possible that the chatbot was not AI. They actually have something like a few billion neurons or something inside the brains of these chatbots which actually resemble to a very large degree the human brain. It certainly mimics the kind of activities the human brain does. But yet, no, but the real AI, they got a couple of videos up there on YouTube. If you see them, you don't want AI. I never wanted AI. I am always fascinated by it. But AI, once, just 1 second, if it becomes a sentient being, in 1 second it conquers the world. 1 second. The computer in China, which is not the fastest computer anymore, Google has it, does 64 quadrillion operations a second. So you have something going that fast, it can assimilate all the data on the internet. And let's say 1 second. Let's say a few minutes, or maybe even to really extend it out a day. But then after that, there is no stopping it. If it becomes a sentient being. If it's not a sentient being, then it's a boon to mankind. But and Bob, hello, Bob. You finally got here, huh?
Yeah, I'm here. I finally decided to heck with it, and I called in.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
I thought you just figured that I was going to talk up a storm for a while, so you just, hung up and did the wife or something. I don't know.
I actually was there, and I actually was trying to talk a couple of times, and nobody heard me. So I figured, well, what the heck? I'm not him. And Ron in the chat room said, well, reload the page. So I did, and that didn't help. So I called in.
Yeah, good. All right.
Well, I've done that before. Remember, I think I called in from the basement of the house one time, and then I called in during a storm that we had because nothing was working inside. We had no power, so I had to go out to the car and called in, laying
so
in the car.
So what did you guys talk about with regards to the coalition? Any progress?
Well, they were saying they got a website.
The Michelle Swinnick website or some other site?
Michelle Swinnick website.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Michelle Swinnick.
All right.
SaveMyFreedom.us.
Yeah. And hopefully people will go there because everybody's been talking again, as I've said. Let's get together. Let's build a website. Let's exchange ideas. This has already been up for I don't know how long. So I figured, let's go to it since it's there. And Michelle Swinnick is actually the powerhouse on BTR. I've never met her. I've never been on a show. I've never even called into a show. But I've heard her show.
She should see us, Joe, signing up then, and then, give us a voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what exactly is the coalition? I don't. It's first I heard about it, pretty much. I've heard you guys talking earlier.
Go ahead, Joe.
You do a better job, Joe. You do a better job. I like when you get right to the nitty gritty.
Okay. Coalition is an idea that a lot of people have had, yet in the past few weeks, Joe has actually said it more than the other people. He didn't let it go, so I thought I'd help him out, and other people joined in, like Lori Ann and Sarge. Oh, and by the way, I sent Sarge a text to let him know that we were concerned about him. He hasn't answered, so I'm hoping he's okay.
Oh, my Lord. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, in any case, this coalition is the idea of many people, but pushed forth by Joe with my helping him out at the beginning, and then Sarge and Laurie Ann came on board, and they put in some elbow grease. And what it is that we figure that if we have a coalition joining together of the BTR hosts, the conservatives in particular, but even the progressives, as long as we're against the corrupt politicians, mm-hmm. that we would form some sort of force leverage in order to get the corporate media and the politicians to pay attention to us so that maybe we could have some sort of influence. I do have to say that Mike has been the best contributor to that particular idea, not because of he himself per se, but because he brought along that guy, Alan, from Colorado, who actually came up with a solution that seems to have worked in the past. Now, I'll just keep quiet and let Laurie Ann or anybody else want to expound on that because I get tired of talking for longer than 3 minutes at a time.
Yeah. Well, Laurie Ann wasn't on the show with us, but I hope she went back and listened to the show.
Yeah,
well,
I did.
She did.
Okay.
I missed it, but I did go and listen to it, absolutely.
Oh, good. What do you think of the ideas that Alan and everyone brought forward? See, it's hard for me because I'm monitoring the board. You know, I got 15, 16 people on the line, and it's hard for me to pay attention to every single word everybody's saying, you know? And then I got to keep control of everybody, you know? And I got the crank callers harassing me and threatening me, you know?
No, you're doing a good job.
Oh, yeah, they always add a whole bunch of clients. Yeah.
You control the show fairly
and
well.
I'm actually not totally remembering the suggestions that they came up
okay,
with or the solutions. You'll have to refresh my memory on that.
Okay, I'll do it. Alan, I mean, Joe, do you remember? And if not, then I'll give us a nod.
I know Alan. I got off the show for a minute there when Alan was on there because I was doing getting ready for closing thoughts.
Okay.
But I remember John Doe came up with a good solution, you know, right?
Yeah,
all getting together, you know,
right, and it coincides with what this guy Alan, John Doe, came on and actually produced this particular solution first, but then Alan came up. See, I think Alan was a lawyer who worked with a group who got together and did some research on certain codes, and as a result of these particular legal codes, they found out that some of these politicians were not obeying these codes. So what they had done, they compiled a list, I believe, but had sent out anonymous letters to these politicians telling them that they had violated these particular codes. And as a result of having sent out these letters anonymously, the politicians didn't know from whom they came. So they got a little agitated, a little scared, you know, like Brother Warner would say, you got to get them a little scared. So they resigned. This guy, Alan, says that according to his perceptions, he didn't know for sure if it was as a result of the letters, but coincidentally, after the letters were sent, these particular politicians resigned from their offices. So that is something we have to take a further look into. Now, that's about all I remember, because I remember he stated the specificity of the numbers of the codes, but I don't know where to find them. What particular codes they laws they pertain to? I want some more information on that. So is that synopsis okay?
Yeah, that was good, Joe. The only thing that I got that resignation I heard about in Ferguson was the police chief resigning.
Yeah. Did these particular codes affect that resignation or affect any kind of effect in Ferguson? I heard him mention Ferguson, but I don't remember to what degree.
Yeah, he said 26 to 21 people resigned in Ferguson. That's what he said. But why? I didn't get into it. I missed that part.
Me too. I want to know. Well, it's because they got these letters. And as a result of having gotten these letters, these people were put on call for having done something wrong. So the theory behind these particular letters working was that Alan says, He presumes that because they knew that somebody knew or somebody stated that they knew that they had done something wrong and they didn't want to be investigated themselves, and they thought that if these particular activities were brought to light, that, of course, their careers would be ruined, et cetera. So 23
yeah.
people resigned in Ferguson. But then again, I'm glad you brought up Ferguson because Ferguson was a hot spot anyway. Did they resign as a result of these letters? Or did they resign because of the publicity that Ferguson had generated? I don't know.
Well, probably
okay,
both. I mean, you know, it's whistleblower. You know, they're afraid of it. They're
well,
afraid
they don't
of
know
their career. You know, they want to get out while they're on top of the game, at least. You know, without being charged with something. That's what it sounds like to me, anyways.
Well, yeah, and that's the theory behind it. But the thing is, if somebody got a whole bunch of politicians in Ferguson or any place got these letters.
Yeah, but the only thing that happened in Ferguson was a police shooting. You know, I don't know about any politicians getting written letters. You see, I don't like that. When Mike does that, he brings these guys on, and they never back up what they say they're talking about. And as soon as you start questioning them, they do a tap dance, you know? And I don't like that. That's what I wish I was paying attention that night, because I want to grill him, you know?
We got to do that. We got to get Alan back to grill him, and we got to get
him.
And that has to Excuse me, I'm eating at the same time, guys. That's why I didn't want to eat. I didn't want to munch in your ears. But, okay. Here's the thing. I think we should grill every freaking body who comes on the show, even Bob's show, anybody who claims to want to help out. We got to know what their particular plans are, what their agenda is. Do they have plans? Find out what their real intentions are and how much elbow grease they're willing to put in.
And if they have a backbone to continue.
That's exactly right. So we got to know. I want to know because, like I told you, Joe, I know I've done a lot of work, or let's say some work, helping to promote your show, helping to promote this coalition. I'm not the type of guy that continues to work in a coalition, a group, an organization, whether it's secular, business, or whatever, if the people there are not putting in the work. Okay.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. I agree with you 100%. I mean, we got to put, people have got to help contribute. I think we've taken some steps here, Joe. It's only been around for a little over a week, and we've taken some steps already. So, we got to get the nucleus of the group together first, and then everybody gets appointed to, everything. It's like you send them all out in the pasture to go work, and if you don't get any results, then you end it,
Well, that's why I assigned them, of sorts, to go to the Michelle Swinnick site. Everybody keeps saying, we need to exchange ideas. We need to get together. Go to the site. It's there. It takes a fucking a mouse. You don't have to get up from your chair. You don't have to leave your house like I had to when I was younger to do stuff.
I signed up for it. I signed up for the site. I got to use it. I signed up. I'm on there.
Okay. And then when the people come back to your show on Tuesday, I'm going to be asking them, or you'll be asking them, whoever. What'd you do? Did you go to the site? What'd you like? Blah, 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 blah. And if they come back with, well,
I didn't have time.
Now, if 90% of them didn't have time, I don't have time.
Exactly. The main thing on the site, I'll tell you right now for everybody to just let you know, it talks about the election fraud, Maricopa County,
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it has decertify that particular other website is affiliated with it, sure. But the thing is, you do sign up. It's a meeting place for everybody to go to exchange ideas. At least that's what it's promoting itself as. That's what we said we wanted. So let's go.
That's pretty much what we had a while back, being with Traditional American Patriot?
Yeah, I had, it was TRADAM, TraditionalAmericanMovement.com, and then I had that tied with the show. I think at the time I was doing Soldier Patriots, and then we went, and Michael dropped out, and I ended up going with my own show, so that was American by Design. But, yeah, we used TRADAM as a sounding off board, so to speak. A blog, we had blogs that, I think it was Claudio Writes Right was over there, and just a bunch of people, writing blogs, and Fred was, and I was, that were giving impetus to the movement, which the Traditional American Movement was different than the Tea Party in a way, because we were looking at Traditional American values, and the value system of, real Americans, of all walks of life and so on. So, but it correlated back to the show. So everything was kind of, related, back and forth. And that worked out fairly well, I thought, Robert. But
yeah, it worked out well until Fred died.
Yeah.
That's when it fell apart.
Well, he was the basic leader, I was a co, I helped form it, but, it took, and there was other people involved too, of course, but, it just, him dying, that just took the wind out of everybody's sails, because it happened so quick. It was like 10 days.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that he used to say, we shall not be ruled, I use that on my show now. It just kind of was a tribute to him, but.
Yeah, we will not be ruled and that kind of thing. So we had a couple slogans similar to that, but That actually was that slogan was one that I came up with. So,
okay.
You know, and then I did all the graphics, I did the website, and maintained it, and all that kind of stuff. And but yeah, I mean, I'm game, you know, to do the work and stuff like that. You know, I just got to get my little studio back together and that kind of thing. I'm, you know, since then, you know, one of my computers pretty much crapped out on me, so I don't have the power that I had at one time, but I'm looking at getting another one. But hopefully I can get something going in the next month or so, and then, you know.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Well, yeah, that's good, because one of the my major idea for the coalition was, let's say somebody like, who's the co-host tonight? What's your name?
Who, me, Robert?
I know you, Robert.
Huh? There's no co-host.
Okay, the host, the guy. The one who has the skills in websites.
Oh, that's Bing.
Yeah, I'm not
Bing?
Co-hosting, but yeah, I'm just I called in. You know, I was talking to Robert.
Okay.
Said,
so you're Bing?
Yeah.
Okay. So
yes, sir.
Bing. You've got talent in that. Joe's got talent in landscaping. Lorianne's got talent in. Yeah, what were you going to say?
No, I was going to tell you that's. One thing that we did when I was running Tridam, okay, is that everybody had a talent for something. You know, we had a woman that could write blogs like you would not believe, and I think she's still on the internet. But so we assigned her that duty, you know, and then, you know, I did the radio show, you know, and Fred did some marketing and so on in his corner of the world, and some other people, you know, everybody needs to really we need to focus on what everybody can do something good, okay? Even a thief can rob a store real good, you know?
Yeah,
but,
I mean, if that's just talent,
you know, you need
you
need people that do marketing, people that maybe know somebody that does printing if you want to do flyers, that kind of thing, people that know somebody that writes blogs, and you know.
Oh, Bob, you do printing? Okay.
Yeah,
so
I do printing, and I'm also working on getting my T-shirt thing going, so I'm going to have something like that before
there
too long,
go.
Too.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. That's one thing I think you need to start off with, is just see what people are good at, because that will help you out tremendously, I think, you know, in any venture, really. You have to
of
know,
course.
You know, what somebody's good at, you know. If somebody's good you know, like I said, printing or whatever, then, you know, then we don't have to look for somebody, you know, that person's already there, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the point.
And it helps save money, too, that way.
Right.
Right.
We find out the skills of everybody within the coalition, and then to maintain people's sovereignty, if they don't want to go along with what the coalition perhaps as a whole wants to do, at least they can share their particular skills and talents with somebody else, then that other somebody can share his talents and resources with that person.
Well, Joe,
so at least
well, Joe, it's them. Like this. Joe, it's like this, is that everybody's free to do what they want and pursue their own goals. It's just that like this one particular thing, we all are fighting for one thing here, you know, which is the freedom, you know, and stop corruption. And, you know, we all concentrate on that. But when we're doing other stuff, we're out to do whatever we want to do, you know?
Of course. And then, you know, we do have a particular, hopefully we'll come up with some kind of plan that will be somewhat effective. And then those that want to participate will add their talents and skills to whatever is needed in order to get that plan to come to fruition. So that's my particular goal with this coalition.
Right.
And that actually sounds pretty good. Now we've got New Orleans Wake Up wants to be in there.
Shit. Okay, Warren.
I want to know where Sarge is, man. I'd like to know if Sarge is all right. I'd like to know what's up with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've got three people on here with a 111 number, and that's usually the number he calls in with. But one of them wanted to talk, but I put them in. They never said a thing, so I just put them off. I don't know.
You didn't have them arrested, Wake Up. New Orleans, Wake Up. I hope you didn't go have them arrested. We don't know
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, I'm on. I didn't hear the unmuted part there. Let me get my sip of water and get up behind the podium with my speech.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Okay. Greetings. I'm Brother Warren, host of New Orleans Wake Up. Once again, I appreciate being allowed in your forum, in your space. It gives me the opportunity to understand the perspectives and viewpoints of those who have a different opinion from me. You know, you all remind me when I hear you talking of kids who are on a sort of scavenger hunt or looking for something, and then someone is standing over them saying, cold, cold, hot, hot. I think you all are very hot when you're focusing on the elite that runs the country, but I think you all get very cold when you begin to blame the most vulnerable in the society for America's ills. Sally, the hostess of American Statesman, often says at the end of her program, she says, I love my country, but it's the government I'm afraid of. Interestingly, when people of my political perspective critique the government, we're told we hate America. But often people on my particular end of the political spectrum hear you guys critique the government, and we wonder why you all can't be told that you hate America. What we see happening in the world right now is we do see a new world order forming and developing. But it is not the new world order you think it is. It's really a new world order that the majority of the planet wants for real freedom. It's called multipolarity. We see nations forming and blocks to break away from the stronghold of the United States and its junior partners in Europe called the EU. And so these countries, most of all which have been colonized by Western Europe or militarily invaded by the United States, are saying we have had enough of being exploited. And so we see the lead and head of this multipolarity movement is China, Russia, and India, the biggest three out of the other groups. And they are working among themselves to develop alternative currencies by which to trade among themselves and not use the dollar as the global currency reserve. It doesn't mean the United States is falling. It doesn't mean the United States dollar is becoming weaker, but it won't have the global control as it has now. And what we're learning after having witnessed so many military engagements that the U.S. has been involved in, with almost no peace at all, is that it's apparent that the elite in this country need wars to further enrich themselves.
Hey, Robert, you mind if I step in?
Sure. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Okay, look, Warren, we've heard it all before, okay? The United States, bad. The rest of the world, fairly good. Marxism, communism, really good, okay? What we're looking for tonight is to find out if there are people who want to bring down the elite you're talking about. The same elite you're talking about is the same elite that we want to bring down. Do you have any solutions?
But see what you're doing. When I say you guys become hot and you become cold, you're trying
Warren,
to. Warren,
do you have
cold,
any solutions? This thing is, again, this forum tonight,
to,
as the headline
solution,
says, as solution, the title says, it's talking about the coalition. Do you want to join the coalition or not?
Well, let me say this. Medicine that are given
do
to
you. Do
you
want to join
pain,
the coalition or not?
At this point, I can't.
Okay.
I can't join
all
you
right.
guys because ideologically, we're just on different ends on the spectrum.
We're not actually, okay? But I don't want to get into a nice hour-long discussion with you. You want to bring down the elite, the people you call the elite. I call them the scumbags. Everybody here is against corruption. You may want the corruption to end in order for it to go in one certain direction, which you call the leftist philosophy. We may want it to go in the conservative libertarian philosophy. The thing is, we got to get rid of them. Okay,
the thing,
that's it.
That's my point.
That's all.
You guys don't do a good job of defining what that conservative or that republic and rest
doesn't
of the
matter.
Republic,
we know what we're doing. Okay. You don't want to join the coalition. What particular plans do you have in mind in order to bring down the people you want to bring down? Without all the background of the imperialistic United States and China is good.
I cannot get in the car with you guys if you're driving recklessly on the interstate. Okay.
All right. So if anybody else wants to jump in, please do. Okay.
But you're getting Warren, you're driving down the road backwards, though.
Okay. I just stopped this now because what we're having here is Warren always gives the one thing that he wants to talk about, but he never gives any answers.
I know. Robbie, can I interrupt? I hope you didn't mute him because he still has a voice that we can still hear. I personally don't want to hear it for another hour. I hope you didn't mute him.
I muted him so I could say something. I'll put him on again.
Okay. Warren, Robert is the host of the show, so, you know. Okay. So what did you want to say, Robert?
I essentially said it, but, you know, it's like what we're trying to say is we know what's wrong with America. We know the things that need to be done, so we don't need to be constantly harping on what is wrong and what you think is wrong. We need to start trying to figure out a way to make America great again. And I'm sorry I had to use that one because I know
It's a trigger for the
people
leftists.
And people
I know.
Trigger.
Yeah, I know.
I don't see anything wrong with the idea.
My deal is this. He talks about, okay, for one thing, he's fairly myopic, okay, but I don't know him, you know, just from Adam. But he talks about that we're not explaining what, you know, a republic is versus a democracy, I guess. I mean, but we all know what it is. It's mob rule versus representative rule.
Yeah, but see, his thing is that he's not represented enough. And, yeah, he knows what we're about.
So the victim?
Yeah.
I don't know the dude. Warren, are you playing the victim thing here? I mean, I don't know, you know.
Well, don't get him started on that because I got him started on that the other day.
Okay. Me bad.
I hope you're still there, Warren. You have a voice. Bob's giving you a voice. Joe's giving you a voice. I'm going to give you a voice if I start on my show again. Lorianne will probably give you a voice, I'm sure. Lorianne, on her show. The thing is that you keep talking about the same thing all the time. We're trying to get away. We're trying to funnel vision our particular plans into getting rid of the same elite you want to get rid of. So let's put our heads together. If you don't want to join, that's okay. If you have a different way of doing it,
he's stuck in the
30s,
you know. He's stuck in the 1930s. The 40s.
He's stuck in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. Yes, I believe you are, Warren, okay? To me, as you know, there's no such thing as systemic racism that has been proven to me. If it is proven, then you guys definitely have a voice, not only a voice, but a real, real cause. But until it's proven to me.
What about affirmative action being reversed, Joe? Did that hurt Warren, or was Warren rejoicing over that, or did that bother him?
I don't know. Warren, are you still on the air? If not, then we can continue on with our show.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I on?
Yeah, Ron
said that was
you're
wrong.
Yes. Okay, because what I find is, and everything I was saying, I'm speaking in the present, but what I find is when I just listen to you guys, 2 hours can go and you are talking about what's wrong with the country. You're not giving any solutions. But when I come into the mix and I begin to give my critique of the country,
not true, Warren.
When I come into the mix and I begin to critique the country, I get shut down. But what
you've been on different shows. You've talked about the same thing all the time. You've been given the voice. We just started last Tuesday, this Tuesday, as a matter of fact, okay? So we are in the beginning stages. We're not trying to just talk anymore. We're looking for definitive plans.
I've been listening for the last week. I've been listening And I hear you say solutions, but the other guys still go on with this same rant to the point you have to correct them.
Yeah,
okay.
And that's part
but then
yeah,
when
right.
I come in, when I come in to try to get to where to a solution, I get cut off at the road. I get a big obstacle get put in my way for the road.
Okay, can you present them now? Can you present your solutions
I'm trying to you, but you jumped in. You're like an impatient student in the classroom.
Without the background, what are your solutions?
Your background gives you context to get to the solution.
We know the context, Warren. I'm not going to get into an argument with you because that's something else you like to do. Give us the solutions or just take a back seat for now is my suggestion. Okay.
I'm gonna get off. But I'm just saying, you know, you guys. I can't get to the solution because a gun is being put to my head to give up the money. I gotta get to my wallet.
We were trying to get to some solutions.
I'm trying to open up my wallet. But Joe has got the gun to my head and just said, "Just give me the money."
Well, give me the money.
But I gotta open up my. I gotta.
Okay. Now, out of all of this, I had to shut him down again. Out of all this, I heard Bing say that we have been offering solutions.
The deal is that you're trying to start something up. Okay, we can't sit there and be Superman and come down or God and come down and say this is what you need to do. But you know, if we start off and we say, look, let's get everybody's best talents together. That's a solution. That's part of the solution. Okay.
Yeah. What
you know,
talent is Warren have?
Just
that's
keep
a good
working
idea.
From
what,
there.
You know.
Yeah, keep working from there, you know. You just keep branching out, you know, and it becomes like a tree, you know, with the limbs. And, you know, you just keep branching out from there, you know. But, I don't know the dude. I don't know if he's just bloviating or what the deal is, but.
Unfortunately, yeah, I think the best thing Warren can do is if he joins our group, we can assign him to make the leftists feel that he's still with them so that when he starts talking and they listen to him, it'll take up 2 or 3 hours, you know, like Mark, like Mike does to us.
He's our secret weapon.
Yeah,
we got a back door. We got a back door.
Yeah, that's right. Mike takes up 8 hours on a goddamn Zoom meeting. How does that happen?
Say Warren, he's our backdoor man right there, you know. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
You're right about that, Joe. Mike can go around in circles and circles and circles and not get to the subject, you know?
I know. He's especially articulate, and he could be used as a spokesperson. But a Zoom meeting for 8 hours trying to find solutions? No. Just get down to the nitty-gritty. Okay?
You know, it's like you said, Joe. He's been on every one of our shows, and every time he says exactly the same thing, never changes anything. It's always exactly the same thing as he says, and it's always against America and against what we should be doing, you know, to make this country, turn this country around and put it back on the rails. And,
yeah.
You
know,
what's the opposite of that? Does he want the country to, I mean, you know,
He gives the appearance of that. Like he's excited about China being a superpower.
It kind of sounds like to me that he just, you know, wants to disrupt instead of help, you know. But I know the dude is, you know, liberal leaning. That's what it sounds like to me, but
avowed leftist. The whole thing is that we got to get to the solution. So how much time do you have left, Robert?
Yeah, let's get to some solutions here. There you go.
Well, I've got 20 minutes left on the live part, and then I've got another hour, so.
Okay. So Bing is right. We gotta find out who's got the talents and who's willing to use those talents and towards an agenda that you know, the group will decide. So that okay. So we got one particular plank filled. next time we talk to people, we'll find out what their talents are and what they're willing to give. And then we find out, you know, who's got which priorities of which to attack. Like, for example, I want log rolling to be eliminated, but what we really want, and we got to get rid of the politicians. So I think we have to figure out how we're going to do it. Are we going to
every
do it
incumbent,
by,
every incumbent yeah. in office that has done, that has not followed through with what they said they were going to, should be a mission of us to try to unseat them this next election.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I agree.
We should. Yeah. Maybe we can find people who have investigative talent, and then check them out, you know, and then expose them. That's an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's another idea, is find some people that are good at reporting, you know.
Well,
yeah,
I know.
That's what I'm saying.
Investigating and reporting. I might know a couple of people, but I'll have to track them down. But I think
I'm calling good. People and drilling people. I'm good at doing that.
You got a what problem, Joe?
Calling people and grilling them, because you know, it's like, but I call them live on my show. I don't, you know, these politicians, I'm not afraid to call these people and put them on the spot.
Well,
yeah,
it's like I said to you a couple, I think a week or so ago, Joe, that I was in the process of trying to get Yvette Harrell on this show, and you said you want to know when that happens so you can grill her. Well, that'd be perfectly great. I haven't heard back from her yet. I know I've got my hour three intro done, and she did it for me. So that one is done, but I'm in the process of trying to get her on the show now. So
good. That reminds me, Robert, that one of my suggestions that I had sent to Lorianne, are you still there? Because you're unusually quiet.
She is.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. You're still there.
Just listening.
Right.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Still here.
Oh, okay, good.
Letting other people talk.
Yeah, you know, it's nice to hear that you're there. Okay. So the thing is that
yeah,
one of my
I don't always have to dominate the conversation, contrary to popular belief.
Yeah. It's not nice to hear that you're not there, I guess, you know.
That's right. It's not nice to hear that you're not there. Yeah. Double negatives. Okay. The thing is that people who have, with the talk show still on the air, we should go back to our guests, because they're friendly with us. They came on, right? Go back to them, present to them the idea of the coalition, and have them join or endorse the coalition, and we will endorse them as long as their ideas agree with ours. So that, to me, is one of my, you know, my first beginnings of starting to do something.
Okay.
Well, you know, you were talking earlier about finding out what all of us can do. Well, I've been in printing since 1976. So that's
well, then you can print
some
papers and stuff. Yeah.
I could print anything. I could print, like, envelopes or letterheads or letters or flyers.
Cool. Cool. Because we'll probably have
we need
to
make
out,
a spreadsheet. Oh, there he goes, another drop here. But we probably need to make a little spreadsheet up with everybody's strengths and even weaknesses, maybe, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, because I can get, you know, well, Robert knows. I know a bunch of people in the music industry, so I can get drops made, you know, as I think, I don't know if you still use the drops that I sent you for the singer for one of our bands did for us, Robert.
I actually would be, but I lost. I had them all on my old hard drive, and it froze up and locked up, so I had to put a new hard drive in, and I lost a lot of stuff, and that was one of the things I lost.
Oh, I got them.
Good.
I got them all.
Send them to me. I'll put them back on again.
And I'm still, I'll send them to you. I'm still, and you feel free to pass them around to everybody, you know, whoever wants them, you know. But I can get him to do drops. My son-in-law is lead singer of Blackwood, and he can do stuff for us. And, you know, so we're just a lot of, you know, there's just a lot of talent spread out. And we just need to get it focused. Get some, you know, say, hey, look,
that
we
one,
need
yeah,
a drop for this.
Yeah, yeah, that one you were talking about, your son-in-law is the lead singer for a particular band. If he can, if you, somebody can write up a song about liberty or write up a song that either in a veiled way or in a very direct way can mention the coalition, and maybe it'll get some airplay and maybe it'll get some publicity. That sounds like it's a possibility.
Well, yeah, well, he might already have something like that. He actually, I'll find one song that he's got, but he did it very well, I thought. But anyways, I can do that. And, you know, I mean, I'm just saying there's a lot of stuff. I just know a lot of people, you know, so it's just getting them to do what I need them to do, you know.
Do you know anybody, because you made the suggestion, which is actually very important, is that we need somebody who can centralize and organize those people in the coalition and their talents and what they're going to do and sharing of the resources, et cetera. Do you know anybody who can act as, like, the secretary? Somebody who
Lori
has... Lori
Ann.
Well, she's an IT person.
That sounds like something that would be in my wheelhouse, yeah.
No kidding, really? Could you do that?
Well, before I got into computers, I was administrative assistant in marketing, administrative assistant generally. That, you know, kind of, and collaborating even when I was in computers with my support job, the biggest part of my job was like collaborating with other teams and departments and that sort of thing. So,
yeah
I mean, I can have a spreadsheet. I can list everybody. I'd love to gather everybody's email addresses so that would be helpful to send out, you know, communications to all of us, that sort of thing, kind of keep track of all that stuff. And if you want, I can also, make, like, a Google Docs spreadsheet that's shareable. You know,
that'd be great.
Give everybody from the coalition a link to it so they can access it and that sort of stuff. So, yeah, if you need a support / administrative type of person to help out, then
looks like we got an official administrative assistant here.
Yeah, there we go.
Get that
spreadsheet done.
And Duck Northwest Media in the chat room said 501c3.
501c3, yeah. That's for the nonprofits. That would be nice if we became a nonprofit working against the corrupt government. That would be cool.
Yeah, it would. We might have to do something like that, right?
Yeah, right. Okay.
Okay,
so cool.
But no, it gets spreadsheets. That would be cool.
New Orleans Wake Up.
Oh,
in
yeah, I just read that. I'm like, gag me.
He says, I'm out of here, guys. You all are very insecure.
But he won't be out of here. He'll be back.
He'll be back next show, whatever the show will be. He'll be back.
Oh, absolutely. I know it won't be mine because mine's not the next one. He'll probably show up. Well, he's not going to show up at Vince's either because Vince isn't going to be there tomorrow.
No, okay. Does he usually show up on the Black by Color only?
Yeah, he—that's his show.
I think
Black
New Orleans will probably show up on my show on Sunday.
That's right. That's the next one. Yeah.
Earlier in the chat, I, you know, said, "Hey, you know, find me on Sunday."
Okay.
And he will.
Yeah. So this past Tuesday and right now seems like we're getting together. We're forming the gel. All right. Cool. Seems to me be making progress to me.
Yeah, what it sounds like. I'm trying to think if I forgot anything else that we might need to do, but I can't think right now. It was a long drive today. It was like
All right, Joe.
We had a flood come in, man. I was like, white knuckled trying to drive. It was crazy.
I know I was kind of excited because Bing got a hold of me last night in my email and said that he had exciting news, and I thought, okay, this is great. As I was kind of holding off on a lot of the things I was going to play here because I knew he was going to call in, and then everybody else called in too, so it's been pretty cool.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, it was pretty informative.
All right, Joe, what do you think?
I'll try to get my crap together and get the studio back up and running. So, I'll let you know.
By the way, Bing, where can I get a 3D printer?
A 3D printer?
You said you have one.
I've got, I don't know, 5, 6. I got some high-speed ones, but I ain't selling those. No, they're really cool. 3D printers, dude, I mean, they take some of them, the bed slingers are just a lot of work, you know. I mean, I might have one coming up here for sale that's used, but I wouldn't go off. You can get a 3D printer. I would buy a Creality CR6 SE.
You can get a Creality printer for $225.
Yeah, you
a reality printer?
Yeah, you can get an Ender 3 or Ender 3 Pro. I don't know where you're at, but if you got a Micro Center by you, they normally run specials all the time. But you can also go to Amazon or whatever and pick up. I like Creality, and you know.
What's the difference, if you don't mind me asking? What's the difference?
It's China stuff, but the thing is that I like the Creality because it's a lot of it's all open source kind of, and it's just there's parts out there for them. There's a lot of maintenance on them that you have to do, you know, and you kind of have to know something about it. You know, it's like a tool, you know, you got to know how to use a tool, you know, or a car, you have to know how to drive the car, but you also have to do the maintenance on the car. So it's something that not everybody is prepared to do. Now the Bamboo Labs, printers I got are, you know, they're $1,600, you know, but the thing is that they're so damn quick. And I ain't got to do nothing. I basically, you know, slice my file and shove it out and print it, and it's done, you know. But
okay, I got another question for you, Bing. Do you still fly your drone?
Yeah, I got drones here. Actually, I'm trying to get Chris from Blackwood to let me sit in on a show because he wants me to do a mic. You know how some of these singers got the mic ornament kind of things, you know, like Tool has one, Korn has one, I think, you know, where they have things that clip on the front of the mic, so it looks like, you know, maybe a statue kind of looking thing or something like that. So he wants me to make him one of those, and then I'm going to trade him that for some other stuff. So that's why I was saying, you know, I got access to, you know, a real good vocalist that can probably write a pretty good song or even a ditty, you know, something that's quick, you know, that you can get on TikTok or whatever, you know. But
I mean, 3D printers. I mean, just, you know, it's just, I just never got that. I remember when they first came out a long time ago, you know, and they're obviously dinosaurs now. But what's the logistics of them? I just don't get it. What's the purpose? I mean, they're building something and designing something, but is it just because it's quicker and it's done by a computer interface and it's made by a computer itself? Or, because, you know, I just don't understand why it takes away from our creativity from building something.
Well,
let me answer that in a very brief way. China used 3D printers a few years ago to build a 30-story building, and it did it in an extremely short time. Not the entire building, but just the columns and the floors.
Yep.
And I think it did it in like a couple of days.
The windows,
so
sills, everything.
Yeah. the idea of having a machine create a structure that ordinarily would take weeks to do with the component parts, that's a huge boon to manufacturing and to an economy.
Yeah. And it's
is it of the same quality, Joe? Is it of the same quality?
Not right now. I mean, building was. But go ahead, Ben.
Well, yeah, as far as the building goes, I mean, you can put these buildings up. They have 3D printers that they take off to put whole apartment complexes up, you know. They do that in the States, too, over here. You know, we have a couple places, Kentucky, I think, another place, maybe Montana or something that does.
They
have a nozzle that's like, I don't know, it's like 4 to 6 inches diameter, and it just pumps out concrete, you know, and it just, it's unbelievable. But as far as what I use it for is like, you know, things that if something breaks, you know, because I have 20 acres out here in Tennessee, okay, and I have two creeks that run through it and that kind of stuff. So I'm pretty self-sufficient, you know, and I do prepping, and me and my wife do that. You know, she does canning and that kind of thing. I have chickens and all that. So that's a little bit brief background on me. But I use it for something that might break down or whatever. You know, that's personally what I use it for. But then I also make it to sell artistic things and, you know, just different things that people need, you know, or want or whatever, you know. So it's something that you can use if you can design something, and there's a lot of programs out there that let you design stuff. If you can design something, we've got a little dog in a dog crate, little dog, and the dog crate's got these holes in the bottom, and the dog keeps getting his foot stuck in it. So I designed a cover plate to go over it so his foot can't get stuck, so he don't break his foot. You know, so it's a need. It fulfills a need, you know. But they do take time to set up, and, you know, they're kind of a pain in the butt and sometimes, you know. The bamboos I like because, you know, they just are pretty much plug and play for the most part. There's still maintenance you got to do on them, but I don't know. They're cool.
Okay, well, listen, guys, I got to go, so I'm glad I could come in here tonight, spend a little bit of time with you guys. So until next time, you guys be good and be safe, and I'll see you when I see you, all right?
Take care. Now. God bless.
One of the other
Bye, honey.
One of the other reasons why I mentioned a drone is because I was thinking if we do anything like advertising where you have videos, in an advertisement, maybe we can do them with drones because I have one too.
Yeah, I still fly mine. So
and they've got 4K cameras on them, so they're, you know, it's gonna be good, good quality.
Well, that's another thing. I 3D printed a katana type attachment so I can hold my drone and not fly it, but I can hold it and record it like I was, you know, in a professional, you know, video
cool.
deal. You know what I mean? So, you know, with the camera, with the gimbal, it's stabilized, you know, so I can move this katana around back and forth. And I think I've got pictures of that on my website. There's a video, I think, that I've got on my website that shows some of the products that we made last year and so on. So you can, you know, watch that if you want. But that shows that katana. But it's for Mavic Air. I don't know which drone you have. It might fit.
I've got a Mavic Pro Platinum.
Yeah, it might fit it. I'm not totally sure, but it might.
Well,
we can do stuff like that, you know. It's just we need to get that spreadsheet up, I think. That's probably the most basic thing that we could do to get that up.
Yeah.
Get going on that, get everybody to contribute on it.
Yeah.
So I guess we can send our information.
Yeah, I mean, I just need to know kind of how to set it up. And then, yeah, I can do a Google Docs. I can make it so that only those with the link to it can edit it. And we can share it amongst each other that way. Yeah, that's probably one of the easiest ways is you use the Google Docs.
Okay, now, just so I kind of figure out who everybody is, Robert, can you help me? So Lori, libertarian.
Lori Ann, she's the one who was just talking.
Okay.
And then we've got Joseph Gibson. And
yeah,
he's
often
he's
the only estrogen in the room.
I know the other night you had several.
Okay, so who's Duck Northwest Media?
He just left. He usually doesn't call in, but he comes into the chat room, and he just left because he's got someplace else he's got to be. And then Ron Reck, he has, I can't remember which show he is.
Okay. All right, I was just trying to get a feel. It's been a while. I don't know some of these people, but I'll get
and then,
of course, I know
Brother Warren. He's New Orleans.
Yeah,
wake up.
I know.
And he's liberal to the core. Joe,
well, we won't have to worry about him because he done quit. He said he was, leaving. He's out of here,
Yep. And then Joe from Montana, he was in here for a little while, and he's gone now, I think. And then one of the guys that we've talked about, there's several of them. There's Pianchi and there's Sarge, and I haven't seen either one of them for a while. But usually they usually come into Vince's show on Saturday, and his show isn't going to be this week, so the next one is probably going to be Lori Ann's on Sunday, and hers is called Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann.
Yeah, I kind of figured that
yep.
out. All right. So
Pianchi called in, I think, on Gibson's show. I think it was Thursday, or was it Wednesday? Can't remember. And he shows up on my show once in a while when he's available as well.
Yeah.
He always shows up on Donnie C's show. Donnie C here on Blog Talk. Always shows up Saturday night on Donnie C's show Beyond the Mainstream.
Yeah. But those are the ones that we've got. And then we've got also another one that called in one time on my show is Nathan from Orlando. I haven't heard from him in a little while, but Bringing It Boy from California. He usually comes in. I didn't see him tonight either.
Okay, so how many hosts do you have, Robert?
Right now we've got, Joe from Montana will do a show every once in a while. Last week he did one on Wednesday and Thursday. Then we have Vincent Brown on Saturdays. And right at the moment, and then, of course, me. And I've got a couple of people who have talked to me about starting a show, but none of them have really gotten into it yet. So it's pretty much what it was when you were doing your show. Chris down in Texas hasn't done a show in a while, and he every once in a while will hint at doing another one, Chris Mango. And but he's had a lot of trouble down there finding a place to live and stuff like that. So, but right now it's just me, Vince, and Joe when he wants to come in.
Okay, cool.
And then Lucid Lori Ann, she does her own show, and it's on Sunday. So, and we're all trying to get this. And then Ron Reck, his show is called Crazy Nation Radio. And then there's Donnie C. He's the one that we were talking about a little while ago. But Pianchi and Sarge are the two that I haven't heard from in a while. I know Pianchi was on one of the shows this last week, and both of them are very knowledgeable and know what the heck they're talking about. So,
okay, cool.
So we got a bunch of people. It's just a, getting them all together.
Well, yeah, that's the biggest thing, you know. But you have to start somewhere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know what we want to do, but you have to start somewhere, you know. And Warren's sitting there saying, well, you know, not explaining this. You know, that's not the point, you know. The thing is that we're trying to get a ground-level thing going, you know. So you have to start.
Yeah.
Roll up,
yeah, no matter what you say, but no matter what you say with, oh, heck, his name just totally skipped me right now, Warren, Brother Warren, he's got this one idea, and no matter how much we try to get him to give an idea on how to fix this, he goes right back to that one idea and never will get away from it. So I know he's been on Vince's show several times, and Vince just shuts him off. He's got this thing called the fruit bat alarm, and he sets that thing off and hangs up on
him. Oh, okay. Yeah, I think he told me about him before. So, all right, now I figured that out. So, yeah,
as a matter of fact,
they'd hit, you know, the loonies would hit my show once in a while. And I don't know, I'm good at dealing with them.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we miss when you started doing your own thing and stopped doing your show.
Yeah, they'd call up and say, you know, just start monopolizing, talking over me. And I'm like, dude, I said, do I come to where you work and steal your french fries? You know, then just cut them off. And, you know, they're like, you know, in the lobby going, come on.
Yeah, and then when you shut him down, he says, I knew that you guys would do this. You just can't stand anybody who has a different approach than you do.
Yeah. Triggered, you know.
Because I think I shut him down a couple weeks ago, and he moaned in the chat room that I was shutting him down, that I didn't like what he was saying, so I just shut him down. Well, I gave him his chance, but he just would never.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, dude, it's like, you know, it's my damn show, or it's your show, you know. If you want your own show, get your own show, do it, you know.
Yeah, and I think he does have his own show, but I've never listened to it.
Well, probably nobody else does either, so that's why it comes on ours, you know.
Yeah. Well, I know he comes to every one of them. He comes to mine. He comes to Lori Ann's. He comes to Joe from Montana when he does his shows. Joseph Gibson, he's been on every one of them. And Donnie C.
Yeah.
Well,
I actually blocked him in the chat the last time he came on my show. Because, I mean, I was all cool about it. Like, okay, fine. You know, I know we differ in opinion and everything, like, you know, most of the time. But then when he started calling everybody racist and all this stuff, then I'm like, okay, blocked,
oh,
I'm done. And I want to give him another chance, because I think now maybe hopefully he's learning to refrain from that stuff. It's like, you know, and me personally, you know, I'm libertarian, you know, whatever. So, I mean, and I'm willing to hear people out, you know. You know, sure, okay, you know, I'll hear you out. But when you start getting ugly with me and others, if you start getting nasty and the name calling and you're racist and blah 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 and you this and you that, then no, I gotta shut it down, because you know there's absolutely nothing constructive that's gonna happen with that. And
when they pull the race card, I just won't tolerate that.
You know.
When they pull the race card, yeah, you got to shut them down, because that's just insane stuff there. Insanity is repeating, you know, the same thing, and that's what they keep doing is everything you do, you know, if you challenge them, you're a racist, you're a homophobe, you're a misogynist, you're a bigot, you're whatever, you know. So, you know, when they start with that, I just shut them down. I don't even carry on with them anymore, because I don't have time for them.
Yeah, that's what Vince does, because, you know, he says his show is for conservative values and libertarian values and following the Constitution, following our laws. Well, you get somebody like Brother Warner will come in and completely go against that and won't let you talk in any way, then you have to shut him down. There's just nothing, you know, and then he goes into the chat room and says, oh, you guys are racist, you guys do this, you guys do that, you don't know what you're doing, you don't have any plan for anything, you haven't given any plans for anything. And yes, we did, the whole darn show.
Yeah. You know, and everything's got to start somewhere, but, I mean, you know, some people just want to keep tearing stuff down, you know. When I read his thing about, you know, we don't talk about explaining what the Republic is, and so I'm like, dude, if you're, you know, I don't know how old the person is, but sounds about 30-something, but, you know, you don't know what a representative republic is what we've got. We don't have a democracy of mob rule, you know.
Yeah.
But you keep hearing the liberals all the time talking to Joe Biden and all that stuff, talking, well, we got a democracy. Our democracy is being invaded by the Republicans. Our democracy is, you know, we're threatened to lose our democracy. Well, no, we don't have a democracy. I'm sorry. You know?
Yeah. And then that's what I keep trying to talk about, you know, but you even get people on our side, like, you know, like Tucker Carlson, he calls us a democracy. Sean Hannity calls us a democracy. Even Mark Levin calls us a democracy, but then he'll come right back and say we are a constitutional republic or a representative republic, but they do call us a democracy, and it just makes me cringe every time they do that.
Yeah, I don't like it either. But, you know, it's more on the left side that they do that because, you know, it fits their agenda.
Absolutely.
They don't want to call it a republic because people might start looking that word up, finding out what it means.
Finding out what it really means, yeah.
You know? It's on Google. It's got to be there.
That's the reason why I mentioned the drones, because, you know, if we decided to get ourselves going to the point where we would like to do like a video advertisement that could be on television, then we would need pictures and video that might, you know, they could be done with the drones for as far as I can figure.
Yeah, and I think I just seen a good one, but I don't remember who it was for. I don't remember. Maybe it was Trump. A Trump ad or something like that, you know, where they used a lot. I could tell they were using drones because you could see a little bit of a shadow, you know, in the background on the drone. But, there was there's been a couple good videos with drones. I noticed they've been using them quite a lot more lately. So, but,
they got a roofing company here in Albuquerque that uses drones, and in one of their ads, they've actually got a place where you can actually see the shadow of the drone go across the roof.
Oh, really?
But I would think that if we did something like that, it would behoove us to try and do it in such a way that the drone's shadow never shows up in it or something like that. But you can come up with some really good shots.
Oh, yeah, 4K, you can, definitely.
But,
at least I can, I don't know. But I guess I'm about spent on this. So, yeah, if we get that done, if anybody, let me put my email in the chat here just so that, I mean, Robert, you already got it, but.
Yeah, I've already got it.
I'll give you my.
And Lori Ann can get it because she's in the chat room.
Yeah, that's my company email. And then.
And then your personal one?
Yeah, my personal one is.
That's the one I have. Now I got them both.
Now you got them both.
Good. Lori Ann, did you get those?
I am actually away from my computer at the moment. I'm actually going to run a quick errand. Hopefully my call doesn't drop.
Yeah, they'll be there. And if you need to, just contact Robert. He can give you my stuff. And that way, you know, once you get the spreadsheet going, that would be very cool if you could do that. That would be very appreciated.
Yeah, like even when I get back, like, you know, the chat will still be there. You know, it might be, you know, dead in the water or whatever, but unless I refresh, all the text is still there so I can read it and grab your email and stuff. And then I'll just start kind of get, I think step number one is going to be, you know, gathering everybody's information, name, the show that they have, you know, if they're a host, links, like I'm already getting ideas of how to set up the spreadsheet so that we know who's who, what's what, contact info, and then I can set up, you know, columns for, you know, their talents, their areas of expertise, what they've volunteered for, whatever, and then possibly another column for specific tasks that we've asked of them or that they've committed to, you know, specific tasks that they're wanting to do. You know, kind of, that's kind of along the lines of what I'm thinking right now.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
You know, one of the things that I also do is, like, Monday through Thursday, I also do a video, kind of like on the lines of Rush Limbaugh's morning updates. And I call them NWCR's Removing the Liberal Blindfold, and I put them on the Rumble and BitChute, and then I'll drop them into Facebook a little bit. But usually when I do too much of that with Facebook, I get knocked off of there. So, but I do those, and I do the editing and everything else of those, so I could do videos too, I would guess, because I have iMovie on my computer.
Yeah, I got Hit Film too. I use, but I don't really do video, live video. So I got a face for radio, not for video.
Yeah. Well, you're.
Yeah, I hear that. Like, I've been asked by people too. Like, you know, do you ever do live? You know, live videos, and it's like, hell no.
Well, I've got like two YouTube channels.
I'm too ugly for live video. Are you crazy?
Yeah. I got two YouTube channels, and I'm thinking about starting up one. So it's mainly for the company, you know, my company. But that way I can do something, you know, like once a week or something, you know. But I'm so spread out right now, it's just not funny. I'm doing electroculture on my gardens and all that kind of stuff, which that's actually pretty cool, Robert. I thought you said your wife grew stuff or had a little garden or something like that.
Yeah, she's got a little garden on the patio out here. I've got a little Cajun bell plant that has about four peppers on it now. So.
Oh, really? Yeah, you ought to check out electroculture. That's pretty cool stuff, man. I've been getting into the science behind it, and it uses magnetics. And, like, right now I got a storm, which is, you know, giving me some electrical fits. But so that should help that out, too. But it increases yield. It's unbelievable. It's technology, actually, back from Egypt, back when they were building pyramids.
Wow.
It's pretty cool stuff, so.
Yeah, I just wrote that down, so I'll check that out.
Yeah. I make the windings, too, now, so I got to go actually tomorrow, or, yeah, probably tomorrow or sometime this weekend, I got to go buy another 100-foot roll of copper. That way I can make the windings. And
yeah. Well, I'm really glad that you came in tonight, because that kind of helped a lot, especially when my mic stopped working.
Well, you know, I don't know how much I helped, but, you know, I figure, you know, you got to start somewhere, you know. You got to know what people's talents are. That was my biggest suggestion. You know, if you don't know what other people's talents are, you know, and you're not really going to get far with what you're
trying to do.
Yeah,
you don't know where to go to get the help you need.
Yeah, and then,
exactly.
Know,
I know,
lacking.
But I'm glad to be introduced to you. I will say that because you're new to me. So it's good to get familiar with you, and hopefully you'll make your way to my show. You know, you're definitely welcome to make your way to my show on Sunday night, for sure.
Oh, I will, yes. And being a libertarian, I mean, I've interviewed Harvin Kaslow, or Harmon Kaslow from Ayn Rand, Atlas Shrugged, the movies. And I've interviewed him, what, Robert, three times, I think. And he ended up sending me all three of the Atlas Shrugged DVDs signed and everything. I mean, it was pretty cool. And a bunch of other bling. But I interviewed him, all sorts of people, colonels and generals. And
I need to get better at, you know, bringing on guests again. I've kind of been...
I was pretty good.
A bit lazy about rounding up guests, but I did have Spike Cohen. I guess from the libertarian world, Spike Cohen, I had him as a guest on my show once. And then I've had Maj Touray on my show twice. And so those are kind of the biggest ones in the libertarian world that I've had on as guests. Spike Cohen was awesome. I'd love to have him back on again. And then, you know, he just kind of got busy with his, you know, We Are the Power and stuff like that. And so I just kind of like, well, you know, maybe, you know, I'll hold off for a while before inviting him back on the show. That type of thing.
I used to like the interview.
You know who Maj Touray is, right?
Yeah, yeah. You need to get a Cat.
Yeah, Blood Guns Matter. He's awesome.
He'd be pretty cool. But... yeah, I used to like doing interviews. Some people don't like doing them. I always liked them for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, you were good at them, too.
Yeah, I mean, there was some that, well, Nick Searcy, that was the funniest one. He actually told me, because I jumped on, he said something, I can't remember what it was. Y'all know the actor Nick Searcy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he said something, and I said something back that was a joke, and he said, look, he said, I'm the comic on your show tonight, so don't be bumming me out over, you know, and I'm like laughing, and everybody was laughing.
Don't be stepping on my turf, man.
Yeah, don't be stepping on my crap over here, dude. But he just was, that was a good interview. I was trying to find some of those, but I guess Blog Talk probably erased a bunch of them. But I've seen a couple of them left up there, but that's about it. But
well, when I go back and check the shows for Conservative Nation Radio and Media, I can go all the way back almost the beginning. I can get Joe from Montana said a couple weeks ago that after a certain amount of years, they're gone. Well, I've still got them all.
I don't know why you have them all, because I can't find them.
Plus, everything that we do on this, on Conservative Nation Media, is also on FM Player. And that goes all the way back until, you know, because I think I deleted a bunch at the very end of them because it stopped working. And I thought, well, maybe I ran out of space, so I deleted a bunch, and then I found out, nope, still not working. So I got a hold of them, and they said, "Oh, something happened. We need your URL again." So I gave it to them, and they're back on there. So every one of our shows is showing up on FM Media or FM Player.
Huh.
So they're still
know.
All there.
I'll have to think. There was a couple of them I really would like to get again, but I don't know. I'll go check out.
Well, I think,
you
know, I think Blog Talk is supposed to, like, if you have, you know, if you're a premium, even on their 2 hour, you get like 2,000 content hours, I think, before they start archiving. And so 2,000 hours is, you know, quite a bit of content time to be able to fill up. And then I also, as a backup, I always download each one of my shows locally, so that, you know, if something does happen, then I can pretty easily, you know, do a rebroadcast or, you know, set it back up again, that kind of thing. So I do that as my backup.
Yeah, I was doing that too, but everything was on the other computer, and that took a dump, so. But
yeah, I was doing that for a while, but my computer right now, I got the 500 gigabyte hard drive, and I'm almost full. I'm running out of space on it, so I can't do that anymore. But if you go to, like, Player FM, fmplayer.com, I think is what it is. Yeah, Player FM, Internet Radio Done Right. And all of our shows are there, except that when Conservative Nation Media disappeared there for a while, and I took it back over, I tried to get it, and it's like it comes in as under my name now, under NWCR Radio. But they're all there. It shows
CNN.
Okay,
cool. I'll check that out. I didn't know that.
Because it shows last week's Black by Color Only was 2 minutes and 1 second long. My show was 3 minutes and three
you
hours.
You guys stand by because I'm going to be, I'm still here, but or connected, but I'm going to be going inside. So give me about 10 or 15 minutes, and then I'll check in with you guys when I come back.
Okay.
All right.
But even the shows that Joe from Montana did, they're all there. And then I can go all the way back. I can go back. Let's see here. I'm scrolling back now. And I've even got your last show, Bing. I've got one from 2 years ago where you had come back. And then I can go back farther, and it actually goes into the shows that we were doing when CNN was still going.
Really?
You know, before I took it over. They're all there. I'm going back now. I'm like 3 years ago, and it's just back 3 years ago, my show was the only one there, which is was kind of, but it goes back quite a ways. And so, but I've even, like, I think there was one called Kane Nation Radio way back at the beginning of CNN, and that's on there on Blog Talk Radio for me.
What's
I
it called?
Still get it.
What's it called?
It was called Kane Nation Radio, I think it was.
Yeah, Kane Nation. I think that was one I did.
Yeah, and it's there,
I think
there,
I set that up for Herman Kane.
Yeah.
I'm thinking. Well, that's cool.
And like 6-7 years ago or something like that, or 8 years ago. I think goes back as many as
it would have been longer. It would have been longer than that, I would think. Herman Cain ran. It that would have been longer than that. Definitely, that would have been when I'm thinking, 8 years, 8-10 years maybe.
Yeah. It's going on 10 years now from what I'm noticing. Because
I set that up. Yeah, I set that up when I was working on the website. So I figured that would be another outlet. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
That's way cool. I have to go check that out because there are some shows that I really want to keep, you know. But I got some that I downloaded, you know, when I interviewed, like, Joey and Rory Feek, I think it was. I downloaded that one. I downloaded a couple other ones, you know. When I transferred my hard drive over, what was salvageable, that, you know, I got those off it. But I'm missing some that I really kind of like, but... Remember dude Rick Bulow?
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, he was, well, he did a show with Michael Smith for a while.
Yeah.
I don't remember the name of that show. Maybe it was Soldiers
Patriotism, wasn't it?
It could have been before I got there, because I know he asked me to come in, and I stepped in and kind of took over Rick's spot, but Yeah, I don't know what's whatever happened to him. I don't know, you know. I know he had some problems, you know, but.
Well, I know what I can do is, like, I just went back into the old ones now. They got Women's Patriots, 2012.
Brenda Ward and.
Brenda Ward and. and then there was Santonium Soldiers of Patriotism, 2019, yeah. 2012. This was before I even joined it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was way long. Like I said, I was doing this crap for I don't know how long. When was that, 2014?
2014. And then the last one I've got, the oldest one I got is 10/30/2011. That was Cane Nation Texas Radio. Yeah, they go all the way back, and I can listen to them. So I can download them and everything else. And back then they took they changed the in that page. There was Foggy Bottom Bog, Alabama, was one of the shows. Cane Nation Radio, Bluegrass Nation, but for Cane. Oh, a whole bunch of them. And that's 40 pages into it.
Oh,
and then there's
Patriots
for a Better America, Soldiers for Patriotism.
The bluegrass stuff probably predates me on there because I know I came in on Soldiers of Patriotism, but it wasn't, I don't know exactly when, you know.
Yeah, I know Women Patriots is all the way back to 2011. They're all there.
Well, mine was earlier than that. Mine was like 2003, 4, I think, maybe.
I don't have anything that goes back that far. I think the earliest one I've got is 10/30/2011. And that's Cane Nation Texas Radio.
2011. I don't know. I'll have to go check it out, man. Now you sparked my interest. I'm like, I need to go check this out.
Yeah, because a lot of times I'll go back just to see, you know, because, like, one of the things that Rush used to do was play clips from an earlier show where he said something, and I'm going back and finding things that were said back years ago, and they're happening now, and they were being warned about back then.
Yeah, that's pretty uncanny, isn't it?
Yeah.
But like I said, I mean, I've just been looking at different things, and we watch a lot of YouTube channels, you know, that pertain to, I don't know, just, you know, like prepping kind of channels and that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, my wife watches those. I don't watch much on YouTube because I have trouble getting in there anymore because they... I did a Saturday update 1 week that was back when towards the beginning of COVID, and I had this doctor who was an immunologist, and he worked with the respiratory part of the body, and he'd been a doctor for 30 years, and I used a clip that he had talked about how masks were bad for you, and I put it into my update, and YouTube knocked me off of there and just deleted everything, so I can't even get on there now. I've tried to go in and under a different name, and for some reason they seem to be able to find out who it is, and they delete me again. So I've tried about 5 times, and I've just given up.
Yeah, they probably got your IP, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Or something, so, you know, I mean, they're all sneaky now, and they can geo-target you and all that kind of stuff, so... You know, if they can even get, you know, geo-target, then plus something else, and, you know, they pretty much got your number, you know.
Yes, they sure do, because I can't get on there. I think I actually succeeded once, and I had it on there for a week and got 2 videos on, and it was gone. That was the end of it, so I just finally gave up. I'm on Rumble now and BitChute, so.
Yeah, you have to be careful with that. I mean, I kind of really like Real America's Voice. I kind of like them. I listen to a lot of stuff, Steve Bannon, War Room, and they've got quite a few shows I like, but...
I listen to Dan Bongino, too, a lot, so...
Yeah, him I like. I just was surprised that I got that much airplay out of $60, you know? If I was to buy cable, you know, cable advertising for $60, it wouldn't get me, you know, 2 minutes and 36 seconds, you know. But I doubt it, but they saved the video, so I went on the video. And the thing is that they didn't even light my lights up, you know. They didn't know how to do it right, you know. So it was kind of failed, but I did have a lot of sales that month, so that was pretty cool. Yeah. Plus it's exposure to something you could say, hey, look, you know, we've been on this and that, you know, and people look at that, you know.
Yeah. Well, I know I've got your email addresses now. I'll send them to Lorianne, and we'll see if we can get this whole thing going. That might be pretty cool. Maybe we can go farther than Trad Am did. I was kind of sad when that was cool.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you know, I mean, it. And if who was the guy that wanted the website done for his political campaign? I don't remember.
It's just
I met everybody tonight, and I didn't really get formally introduced.
I think you're still in there. You still there, Joseph?
Huh?
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Okay, you're the one who's running for office, right?
Who?
You.
Not me, no.
Okay, who is it that's running for office?
I don't remember. I don't remember who it was. It was somebody. I gave him the link to my website. I just said, you can check it out, and told him I made websites for other candidates and stuff.
Yeah, He's usually here every week, so. I know I'm looking back in the chat room right now, but
there was somebody that was running for some kind of office. I don't know. I didn't really get formally introduced to everybody, so I don't.
Yeah, North Carolina. I think he's running for office in North Carolina.
Yeah, that's where it was.
So
who
and
was
I
that?
I think he's already gone. Let's see. I've got a list of a whole bunch of people here. Let's see, we've got Joseph, Joe from Montana.
Okay, I'm back.
Hey, Lorianne, maybe you can help. Which one is the one that's running for office in North Carolina?
That is Joseph Gibson.
That's what I thought. He's still in there, and I just asked him, and he didn't know. Yeah, so it's Joseph. He's still in there.
Yeah, I didn't get formally introduced to anybody, which is cool, but, you know, I just was curious about that.
Yeah, that's Joseph Gibson. I don't have his email address, but I'm sure somebody does.
Maybe Lorianne.
Well, like I said, you know, once you get the spreadsheet, then all that stuff will be in there, and, you know, next time we get together, and maybe you want to do just short show, you know, off the grid, so that, you know, we don't have to worry about creepers and stuff, you know.
Well, one of the things, too,
is if you guys want to, you can email me. That way I'll have your email address. That'll make life easier. You all can email me, lucid-libertarian@outlook.com. lucid-libertarian@outlook.com. And if you don't know what a hyphen is, it's a dash.
That's why it didn't work.
So it's a name, it's same as your name on chat, except the Outlook.
Except at outlook.com. I did that for a reason, to make life simple. But literally, yeah, I have to laugh sometimes because I've literally had people say, what's a hyphen? And it's like... a bass, you guys.
Yeah. What are they thinking? They probably think it's a sexual organ or something. I don't know.
Yeah, no, not the hymen, a hyphen.
I know, I didn't want to go there, but let's see.
See, I will, you know.
Yeah,
Robin
I know.
He knows me best. Like, he'll trigger me like that. On his show last Saturday, it was funny, he mentioned something about, he was talking about Trump, and, you know, what's the woman's name that accused him of sexually abusing her?
Which one?
There were several, yeah.
Yeah, the several. Well, one of them said that he had a deformed dick. And so, of course, that got me going. And Donnie's, like, trying to shut me up. He's like, stop it, Loriana. I'm like, it's your fault. You know, if you bring something up like that, you're going to trigger me because I got a naturally dirty mind. A lot of people don't really know that.
Okay. Now we all know.
Yeah, but now you know.
Oh, boy. That's great. But I'm in the process now of trying to get myself a new computer because this one here is just, it's a late 2011 model, so it's like getting outdated on everything. And I can't even upgrade anything on it anymore, so things are going to stop working on it, so I'm in the process of trying to get me a new computer.
Is it a desktop or is it a laptop? Is it, like, off the shelf?
It's a laptop, MacBook Pro.
Ah, okay, gotcha. Yeah, I'm a Windows girl. I was in IT, but my company issued out, you know, mainly, like, probably 95% Windows computers, so, I've been a Windows girl. And so I've never really dove into the Mac mentality.
I mostly did because I was in graphics for a long time, and Macs were good with graphics, so.
Yeah.
That's where I ended up.
Yeah,
with
if you're like a video graphics person or doing websites and you're good with doing graphics, then the Mac is the way to go for sure.
Yeah. And, like, right now I'm doing my graphics and stuff like that, so. And I'm also doing my videos in the day, and Monday through Thursday, so. I've been doing a lot on it. Stuff that, and plus they've got GarageBand, which is what I made that ad for, where I can where I talked and told what my ad was, and then I put the music behind it, that's kind of stuff is GarageBand, and then for my videos I use iMovie, and those are both on the computer. So,
who else was it that said that they used GarageBand? Was that you, Bob, for like adding audio, background music to like your audio or your promos?
That's what I do. I use GarageBand for that. And I've got, like, the entrance to my show. I think that's about nine or ten different tracks that I added in together and then put different things in there. So it's at the beginning, there's all these different things happening, gunshots and different people talking. And those are, like, about 9 or 10 different tracks that I just compressed into one track and that's how I made that one, but it's all on GarageBand.
Yeah, I forget what I used on mine.
My talent doesn't lie, really. I mean, I can do it. I've used that,
Audacity
software just to do it very simply. You know, I chose one of the copyright-free, music, and then, easily added it and can clip the ends, but that's about as far as the extent of it that I can go. And, like, don't ask me to do video. I have no freaking clue when it comes to, like, doing video or, like, a live stream and getting a background and, all that. Like, no. I haven't delved into that insane world yet.
Yeah, see, I've got all that stuff.
You just
green screen.
You just don't want to do video.
Yeah, if I wanted to do video, then I would probably be more motivated to spend the time to learn it, you know, but I really don't. Like, I like this. I like Blog Talk Radio. I like being a radio host because I can look like complete shit. I don't have to worry about, you know, how I look, well, how I'm dressed, if I brushed my hair out or not, you know, like, I can look like shit and nobody knows.
Yeah, I used to use Audacity, and I have every, I think it was every quarter hour of my show, because I just did a one-hour show back then. Well, I changed to 1 hour, but I would have, even if I did 2 or 3 hours, then I would have all those in Audacity. I preload them.
Yeah.
And that way I would have all my bumpers and my promos and all that kind of stuff already, you know, set up. And that was basically from, you remember Duke Brooks, Robert?
Oh, yeah. I talk to him all the time.
Oh, do you? Is he still doing Terrestrial?
Yeah, he was with WMD or something. Delaware, and now he's on another station, and I can't remember what the heck the name of it is, but he's still doing his show.
Yeah, he was pretty good. I mean, he kind of whipped a lot of us in line, I guess, you know, as far as getting our shows together, but he had some good ideas. I mean, yeah, he's kind of weirdo sometimes, but...
Yeah, and I know he wanted us to do, like, every quarter hour, do a break for
promos,
commercials and things
do a
like
break,
that.
Do a commercial, do a PSA, and then do a promo or do a drop or whatever, you know.
And I've still got all those on my computer.
I do, too. I got all my drops. I've got all my promos. You know, they're probably outdated. I have to go back through it. I got my logos, my intro song, outro songs, all that kind of stuff, you know. So I still got all that. I got to get this mixing board hooked up to this laptop or something, or get another computer. I don't know. I'm counting how many USB ports I got used up. I got two on this laptop, and I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I got 10 USB ports that are plugged into external USB ports. And I got two of those. And I got, a 9 terabyte and a 6 terabyte hard drives running externally.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I've got like, for my intro for my first hour, Duke Brooks does that. And then for my second hour, Kathy Hinners does that one. And the one I was going to use tonight, but I never got around to it because we were all talking, was for my third hour, I've got Yvette Harrell, who is was the congresswoman for the 2nd District here in New Mexico. She's running again. She's done my third hour one. So I've got that one. She sent me the thing. And I've got that for my third hour now, but I didn't get to play it tonight, but it's there. I've also got some new ads.
And you got my promo.
I've got your promo, and I played it at the beginning of the show, too, by gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
Cool,
I missed it. I didn't know if you'd played it or not.
Yeah, I played it. It was.
I got to update mine, too, but, you know, but I'm probably going to go back down to a two-hour show next month. So it doesn't really make sense to go and redo it to reflect 6 to 9 when I know I'm probably going to be downgrading to the 6 to 8 and it'll be applicable.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we had, I think Duke did a whole bunch of those things, back messages and things like that where you could, where he would play things. The beginning, one of the promos is You're Among Friends. I use that at the beginning of my show every time, and that's one that Duke did.
Oh, no, wait a minute. The one where it's got the funky kind of music and it says, you're among friends here. Is that
this one right here.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
That's not Duke.
That's you.
No, that's Greg. That's not me.
That's Greg, okay.
Yeah, everybody thinks it sounds like me, but when I'm on the microphone, I got a nice ribbon microphone, and it makes my voice sound really compressed, low, you know. Now, that's a singer that was in one of the bands that we were in, so. And I still got access to him, so anytime.
Oh, cool.
I think he lives in North Carolina, Kentucky, one. But, yeah, so he just comes and goes. But I need to write down what he needs to say, and he'll record it and, you know, drop it in the studio.
And then we got this one that was one of the originals.
The Internet's official rhino hunting safari.
Yeah, that's great, man.
I still got them. And then there's that one. One of my favorites was this one here.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Yeah,
I've got them all. I mean, they're all there. So
I've got all those. Plus, I don't know. There's a bunch more, but yeah, he had a great voice, man. Great voice. He still does.
And then I did a whole bunch myself. And this one is called America's Best Truth Detector.
Looking for fake news? You won't find it here. Conservative Nation Media, America's Best Truth Detector.
Yeah, and that's one that I did. I added a whole bunch of them, but I've got them all on my computer, and I've got them all. They're actually all on Dropbox too, but I've run out of space on there, so they, you know, my computer keeps trying to add stuff to it, and it won't do it. So,
yeah, I've got stuff kind of assorted in different areas because I'm thinking, well, you know, I have enough storage space here. But a lot of stuff I, you know, sometimes want to access on the road or something, you know, so I need to have, you know, access to a cloud or something, you know, at that point, you know. But I do have a new thing that the Windows app really is for, but it allows me to basically access my computer from my phone.
Oh, cool.
At home, so I could be on the road at some point.
Yeah, the remote desktop. I used to do that when
I
was at work.
No, it's not remote.
Remote into
my
desktop computer at home.
Yeah, it's not remote desktop. It is PhoneLink. It's a thing called PhoneLink, and it's on Windows 10 and 11, that kind of thing. But, yeah, it allows you to set up your phone with your computer. And you can be either way, you know, you can make a call from your phone or your computer and it acts the same, you know, but or you can be, you know, miles away and access your computer at home, you know.
Well, there's some other things that I've actually got on here that are from you because I've got the ABD Assist Outro and ABD Break. ABD Info Take 2, they're all still there. I never deleted them, so they're all still there.
Well, I got all my promo stuff, you know. I got all my bumps, and I got all that, but I don't have some of my stuff that, you know. But I'm going to go on the website you said, and I'll go ahead and deal with, you know, downloading, you know, whatever I can off that, but
well,
I got to deal with getting my mixer up and yada yada, you know. I'm out of
the stuff that I've got right now, came off of those old shows. You know, I'd listen to them and there'd be an ad that I didn't have or a break that I didn't have or something like that, or a promo or something, and I'd record it and put it into my computer. That's where I got them from, was the old shows.
Well, the one I did was with Rammstein doing the music, I think, and YouTube never flagged me for that. Or, you know, iTunes or nothing. They never flagged me, which was funny. But I also had, Rammstein was on there. Then I had Battlefield 2 with some, you know, gunshots and this and that going on in the background. Then I had that British chick, remember, on my intro?
Yeah, I think I do, yes.
She goes, "You're about to enter the realm of whatever." I don't know. She was talking, you know, in... That sounded just so cool. I just liked the way the music was, just, you know, the chorus and the background stuff was working on that. So, but yeah, I mixed all that down, I think, in Audacity. I think I used Audacity for that too. So that's a really good program if you learn how to use it.
Yep. Well, we're right now coming up on like 4 minutes before the third hour ends. So we're going to get ourselves physically pushed out of here.
Well, yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Go ahead and close your show, bro.
Yeah, so I'll go ahead and find my song that I've got for the end of my show. If I can find it here, I know it's here somewhere.
Yeah, and I think Ron Reck is doing his show right now. He should probably, I don't know, his show's probably into its
his
second hour
right
by now.
Yeah, his show is going right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, so I'm
going
to try to make my way over there.
Well,
I'll
nice meeting you.
Yeah. And I'll get my...
Good meeting you, too. And, yep, I am back in front of my computer. I have your email address, so thank you for that. I'm going to make note of it.
Okay, and I've got my ending song started up, so I guess thank you all for being here. It was a great show, and I'm glad to see you're still around, Bing. This was a great show for you. Thank you.
I'm alive and kicking. Thank you. Nice meeting you, Lou.
So I will talk to everybody later and have a good night.
All right. You too. Take care.
You too. Good night.
You too. Night. Okay, God bless you all now. One of the things I didn't get to play, and I'm going to play it right now because it's the intro that I did for hour three with Yvette Harrell, and then that'll probably end the show. So I will talk to you all later. See you on Monday with my next update. Here's the third hour update.
Everybody, welcome back to Hour 3 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Gardy, who is not afraid to tell the truth even when he stands alone to do so. My name is Yvette Harrell, and I had the privilege of representing New Mexico's 2nd Congressional District. And as a conservative Republican, I fought for our New Mexico values and supported the America First agenda. Now, we came up just short in last November's election, but I'm running again to take back our district so we can work to secure our border, stop the overspending, and protect our constitutional rights. The situation at the border and the recent indictment of President Trump should be a wake-up call for all of us. Our nation is in peril, and the far-left Democrats work to dismantle our American way of life every day. This is the reason NWCR Radio exists and why CNM is still around. From Albuquerque, New Mexico, we are working to stop the insanity from behind the silver microphone of freedom. Welcome to Hour 3 of the show from CNM's Freedom Studio.